Extra credit? I'm glad you said that, Cody, because I have a series of games we could play, and it's ironic because I'm Korean. But how would you craft right to play the games, and the winner of those games gets an A in the craft for the whole year, and no homework?
No homework for a year?
Games? I love games!
An A for the whole year? Yes!
We want to play! We want to play! We want to play!
Okay, good. Everyone wants to break. So the first game we're gonna play...
Who's that?
Who, him? Oh, that's my friend. He's just cold all the time, so he likes to wear a jacket, a mask, and gloves. But anyway...
Why does he have a gun?
Because he's gotta stay strapped, because the streets are tough. But anyway, the first game we're gonna play is red right, green right. So what you're gonna do is, everyone's gonna line up at the back of the class, and when I say green light, you're gonna run towards the board. But when I say red light, you're going to stop. If you're moving when I say red light, then you're going to get eliminated by getting shot with the Nerf gun. Okay? And whoever reaches the board is safe. But whoever doesn't is eliminated. So everyone, go to the back of the class. We're about to start.
Oh, man, this is so cool. All I have to do is win a few games and I get no homework for a year.
Junior, don't pretend you're going to win this. I'm going to get that A.
This isn't a math game, dude. This is red light, green light. It's about who's the fastest.
Yeah, dude. Guys, why don't we all work together? That way we all get A's.
Shut up, Penelope.
Yeah, shut up, Penelope. I'm going to win this.
All right, let me repeat the rules. On green right, you run towards the board. When I say red right, you stop. If you move on red right, you're going to get eliminated with the Nerf gun. Okay, let's begin. Green right!
That's super fast, dude!
Red right!
Did he just get shot?
Jesus Christ!
Dude, it was just a Nerf bullet!
I think he's actually dead.
Nobody move.
Anybody moving? All right. Green right!
Start walking, dude.
No, Cody, you start walking.
I'm not moving.
Jumpy, are you gonna move?
Yeah!
Red light! All right, that's two dead so far. Green right!
Run towards the board! Run towards the board! I made it to the board, I'm safe!
Me too, me too!
Me too!
Did you go crazy?
Dude, I'm so happy to be alive!
Yeah, me too!
All right, congratulations, Crass. You finished this round. Now go back to your desk and get ready for the next game. Get the dead bodies out of here and get the cookies ready.
Yeah, just doing my neighborhood patrol since they took my cop car away. Wait a minute. Do I smell burning bodies? It smells like it's coming from inside this grill. Let's take a look.
Jesus Christ! Holy guacamole! Jinkies! How'd that get in there? That's not good! I should really do something about this instead of opening and closing this grill over and over again.
Okay. All right, they're already dead, but let's think about this. Okay, if I hide behind this grill, whoever put the bodies in there will probably come back with more bodies, and then I can catch them. All right.
Oh, dude, I don't want to play this anymore.
Me either. It's not worth dying.
But we have to play so that we all pass.
Yeah, I'd rather die than fail.
Teacher, can we stop playing?
Yeah.
All right, class, this is how it works. If you don't want to play the games anymore, then majority of you have to vote to stop playing. So there are 7 of you, so that means 4 of you have to vote to not play the game anymore. So, who doesn't want to keep playing?
I don't want to play anymore. You can count me out.
Yeah, and I don't want to play anymore either.
But Junior, isn't your dad going to ground you if you fail?
I guess you're right. When my dad sees my grades, he's pretty much going to kill me anyway. I guess I'll keep playing.
I don't want to play anymore, but this is too crazy for me.
I don't want to play anymore either, because I'm Roy, and I'm too cool to play this, and I have too much to live for.
All right, Crass, that's 3 people who voted to quit playing. You need 1 more vote in order to stop playing the games. Jeffy, what do you want to do?
Come on, dude, in the games. It's not worth not having homework for a year.
Wait, no homework for a whole year? I want to keep playing.
Okay, that means we're going to keep playing these games.
Yeah.
Woohoo, yeah.
Oh, you guys suck. This isn't worth dying for.
All right, Crass, the next game we're going to play is called Misfortune Cookies. So if you want to have a cookie in any of these shapes, what shape would you pick? On the piece of paper in front of you, draw the shape of the cookie you would want.
Ooh, I want a circle cookie, because Chips Ahoy cookies are circles.
That's very creative, Junior.
Ooh, I'm going to do a triangle, like a Christmas tree.
Ooh, I'm going to do a square, because it reminds me of the box I'm going to live in when I'm homeless.
You guys are all picking lame shapes. I'm going to do a star cookie.
All right, I think everyone's done drawing their shapes. Hey, you, go pass out the cookies.
I told you square because it looks like SpongeBob SquarePants.
I chose a star because I am one. I'm cool.
I chose triangle because it looks like the tip of my pee-pee.
What the hell is this?
This is a weird cookie.
Can we eat it?
No, Crass, you cannot eat the cookie.
Too late.
All right, Crass, you cannot eat the cookie. What you're supposed to do is cut the shape out of the cookie without breaking the shape. If you break the shape, you'll get eliminated.
Oh, come on, that's impossible. I got the hardest shape.
Yeah, my shape's really hard.
I got the easiest shape.
Mine's easy too, dude. Ha, looks like I'm moving to the next round.
Oh, where do I even start?
I did it.
I did it too.
Great, I'm really happy for you guys. Oh, God. Oh, yeah, that's not stressful at all. I'm doing it, okay? Jeez, just... oh, boy. Oh, don't break. Well, I love you, Ken.
Corey died!
Dude, hurry up! Don't die!
Okay, I'll try. Oh, poor Cody.
Mr. Jacket, dude, I broke mine. Can I have another one?
Roy!
I thought Roy was too cool to die.
Come on, Junior, take your cookie out.
I'll take you out on a date and pull those pigtails.
I hope your cookie breaks.
I don't know how I'm going to do this.
Teacher, I'm done. Am I allowed to eat the cookie now?
Yes, Crass. If you successfully get the shape out, you can eat the cookie.
Yes, dude, I'm hungry.
I'm not eating this. I don't know where it's been.
Oh, I don't know how to do this.
Better hurry up, Junior.
Oh, I'm going.
All right, Crass, you've got 10 more seconds to get the shape out of the cookie, or else he's going to blow your brains out.
Hurry, dude.
I'm hurrying.
No.
Oh, I don't want to mess this up.
Hurry up, Junior.
Six. Come on, I believe in you, dude. Five. I don't want you to die.
Three. Here goes, I'm going to try to break it.
Two. One.
I did it. I didn't break it.
Yes, dude.
Aw, man, I wanted it to break.
Oh, I move on to the next round.
Congratulations, Crass. Four of you are moving on to the next round. All right, go get rid of all the dead bodies. All right, Crass, we're going to take a quick break so I can get your next game set up.
I switch seats.
Guys, what do you think the next game's going to be?
Well, there's four of us, so maybe we'll play four square.
No, dude, it's going to be freeze tag, and if you get tagged, you die.
Well, I think whoever has the shortest wiener is going to die, so you can go ahead and shoot me.
Aha! You're the one that's been doing this. Come here.
All right, Crass, for the next game, you're going to need to pick a partner. So go ahead and choose someone to be partners with.
Pick a partner?
Ooh, pick me, dude. I'm your best friend.
I know, Joseph, but what if the next game is to make a baby? I want to be partners with Penelope.
If that's the next game, go ahead and shoot me.
Dude, that's not going to be the next game. We're kids. Pick me.
I guess you're right, Joseph. Let's be partners.
Yes.
Oh, sweet. Nah, that means I get to be partners with a girl with boobies.
We got this, Jeffy. We're going to win.
No, me and Joseph are going to win.
Yeah.
All right, Crass. Now that you have your partners, let's start the next game. Wait, where'd my little guy go with the gun? Oh, damn it, let me go see where he went.
Alright, I took that guy's suit. Oh, man, this thing's sick. I'm gonna wear it when I go skiing.
Hey, what's taking you so long?
I had to pee.
You're not supposed to talk, come on!
What?
Alright, stand right there and shut up!
Is this a classroom?
Shut up!
Okay, jeez.
Alright, Crass, so the next game we're gonna play is heads or tails. So each group is gonna get one quarter, and then each of you is gonna pick a side, either heads or tails. And then you're gonna flip that quarter, and whatever side the quarter lands on, whoever had that side gets to live, and the other person gets shot by this guy.
I'm sorry, what?
Alright, let's get started.
Aw, man, Joseph, I don't wanna play this anymore.
Me either, dude. I thought we were gonna be on the same team, not going against each other.
I don't want you to die, Joseph.
I don't want you to die, dude.
Well, once getting these over with, what side do you want?
Tails never fails.
All right, well, that means I'm heads. Well,
Wait, what side is it? I can't see in this mask.
It's tails, so I win.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to be honest. I don't really know what the hell I'm supposed to do.
You're supposed to shoot him. I won.
Like with this Nerf gun?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What's that going to do?
Jesus Christ, this is a real gun?
Yeah, they make it look like a Nerf gun.
No. I'm shutting this shit down right now. All right, that's it. I'm not playing this game anymore. I'm a cop, and you're under arrest.
Okay, well, you see this remote control?
Yeah.
And you see that suit you're wearing?
Yeah.
Well, if I press this button on this remote control, that suit will self-destruct.
Well, looks like I'm shooting some people.
That's what I thought.
All right, you better hurry up and flip that coin.
Joseph, what side do you want?
The side that'll win?
What side would you choose?
Oh, man, that's tough. I mean, it's literally 50-50, so it doesn't really matter.
Well, help me choose.
Listen, kid, if I tell you what side to pick, and you pick that one, and then you die, I'm going to feel bad. I'm going to have to live with that on my conscience, especially because I'm going to be the one who shoots you.
Well, ooh, what if we both choose heads? Yeah, if we both choose heads and it lands on heads, can we both live?
Yeah, I like that.
What if they both pick heads and it lands on heads? Can they both live?
You can't do that. One's got to pick tails, and one's got to pick heads.
Sorry, you heard him. You gotta pick one or the other.
Okay, well, what if when we flip the quarter, it lands on the side of the quarter? Like, it doesn't land on each side.
Yeah.
What if when they flip it, it lands on the side of the coin and not either of the other sides?
Well, by the off chance of that happening, you flip the quarter again. You keep flipping it until it lands on a side.
Yeah, you heard him. You gotta flip it again.
Well, what if it never lands on a side? What if it keeps landing?
I think he's gonna insist that it lands on one side or the other.
Okay, Joseph, what side do you want?
Oh, I want tails, dude.
Well, no, I want a tail.
Dude, I want it first.
Okay, how about we flip the quarter to find out who gets tails?
If you don't flip the quarter right now, I'm shooting both of you.
Oh, okay. I'll be heads.
Okay.
All right, flip the quarter. It's heads. Shoot him.
Wait, I thought it was your friend, dude.
Well, we're down to the final two, Junior and Penelope.
What's the next game going to be?
Shut up! It's on the board!
Oh, yeah, I guess it is. I just can't really see too good out of this mask.
Shut your PlayStation controller face up! All right, anyway, Junior and Penelope, your final game is one round of rock, paper, scissors. You're going to play that round, and whoever loses gets eliminated. And the last person standing is the winner.
You ready, Junior?
Why is your hand in your skirt?
Because I don't want you to see what I picked.
Can I put my hand up your skirt to choose what I want?
Oh, just go.
What would you pick?
Listen, man, you're on your own this time.
Okay,
rock, paper, scissors, shoot!
Ew, why does your finger smell like fish?
Oh, my God, I won!
Wait, what is it? I can't see in this mask. This mask sucks.
He has paper and I have scissors!
No, this is rock.
That's not a rock, Junior.
Yeah, it is. It's a very flat rock.
No!
Yeah, it's a flat rock.
Okay, listen, I'm getting tired of this.
Oh, my God, I won!
Yay, my daughter won!
What, Dad?
Yeah?
What are you doing here? This is awful!
Oh, come on, it's not like I signed up for this. Did you not hear the thing about the suit exploding?
Congratulations, Penelope! You're the winner of Squid Game! I don't know why it's called that, but you're the winner! So that means you get an A+ for the rest of the year and no more homework.
Yay!
Congratulations, Penelope. I'm really proud of you.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah, so just go home and tell your mother that she is a fat cow and tell her to stop eating so much.
That's why you got divorced, Dad.
Yeah, it is. And now I'm going to go home to my other wife I don't like.
Ah, who are you?
It's just me, Karen.
Boy, is that you?
Yeah.
Why is it dressed like a ninja?
It's just, I had a thing I had to do.
Well, how was your day, Boydie?
I just,
what do you want to do today?
Dude, let's play some video games!
Yeah, I love video games!
Guys, let's go outside and get some fresh air. Let's go to the park.
I hate going to the park, Cody. There's always 50 kids there, and it's so packed, and everyone's picking their nose and wiping on each other, and there's that one mean kid that keeps kicking sand in kids' eyes.
Junior, that's you. You kick sand in kids' eyes.
I know, and I'm so tired of doing it.
Then stop doing it.
But it's so fun. I just love kicking sand in kids' eyes. If there weren't kids there, I wouldn't do it.
Oh, dude, I forgot to tell you about this. Oh, there's this sweet abandoned park. We should go there. There's never any kids there. We can play all by ourselves.
You're lying, Joseph.
Yeah, you're lying, Joseph. You never told us about this.
Dude, I just forgot to tell you guys. But follow me. Come on. All right, guys. It's right here.
Wow, there's a playset just in the middle of the woods.
Nice find, Joseph. Nice find.
Yeah, W find.
Common Joseph W.
Yeah, I try, dude. I try. I just found it, and we can all play on it by ourselves. No one's here.
Yeah, I mean, why would they make a playset in the middle of the woods and no one's playing on it?
Well, maybe the county was going to build a playground, and then they decided no.
Huh. Well, since it's all to ourselves, you know what that means? Have fun montage!
Yeah! I'm climbing!
I'm climbing!
Wee!
My turn! Wee!
Going down the slide! Woo!
I'm getting
got a steering wheel. I'm driving the playset. Vroom, vroom, get out of my way.
It's not moving, Cody.
Yeah.
My turn to go down the slide. Whee!
Here I go. Whee!
Cody, look, a telescope. I'm going to see if I can see Jupiter.
Junior, it's daytime. You're not going to see anything.
Cody, I see a bulldozer.
In the sky?
No, look, a bulldozer.
Junior, that's a bulldozer coming right toward us.
Why is there a bulldozer coming? It's going to run into us, Cody.
Stop.
Stop. Stop.
Stop.
Stop.
Stop.
What the? Are those kids on that thing? Oh, what the hell? Hey, what the hell are you kids doing all this time?
Having a good time.
Well, it's getting demolished, so I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Getting demolished by who?
Well, the people who own that mansion over there need room for their second pool, so they want this thing tore down.
Their second pool? They don't need a second pool. They have a big mansion. We love playing on this thing.
We're not leaving. Oh, we found it fair and square.
Well, unfortunately, that's not how this works. So I'm going to have to ask you to leave, or else I'm going to run you over with my bulldozer.
Then run us over. We don't care.
Yeah, we'll die on this day.
Yeah!
Yeah, run us over!
Run us over!
Yeah.
Oh, damn it. The boss is going to be pissed.
So what is it that's so important that you had to interrupt my Brazilian handy from the back?
Well, sir, I was going to bulldoze the playground like you asked, but there's kids on it.
What kids? I don't care if there's kids on it. Hit them. Kill them. I don't care. They're just puppets.
But, sir, there's a real human boy on there, too.
Oh, God damn it. I can't kill a real human boy. That'll make the news. I guess I'll just call the cops and see if the cops can get them to leave. I'm calling the cops!
Hey there, you call the police?
Yes, these hooligans won't get off this playground I'm trying to demolish.
You're trying to demolish this thing?
Yes, because I need room for my second pool that I'm trying to build right here.
But it has a slide.
I don't care about the slide. I need room for my pool.
But there's already a big pool over there.
I need another one right here.
But the slide, though.
I don't care about the fucking slide.
Okay, I'll get the kids off the playground if you let me go down the slide.
One time.
Yay.
Whee! Oh, man, that was fun. Okay, kids, time to get off.
We're not getting off.
Okay, kids, I know this playground is fun and that slide is fucking dope, but you guys gotta leave.
But no, we love this thing. It's so fun.
I know, but it's not your playground, so I'm gonna have to ask you to hop off.
Hop off my dick.
Okay, you can't talk to old people that way.
Oh, I'm old.
Okay, kids, look, if you don't get off, I'm gonna arrest you.
Then arrest us.
I don't have 3 pairs of handcuffs. Hey, actually, you know what? Sometimes when people don't want something torn down, they start a petition. So if you guys can get 30,000 signatures from people who don't want this playground torn down, then they can't tear it down.
Really? Only 30,000?
Yeah.
Okay, let me talk to my friends. Okay, guys, they said if we get a petition signed with 30,000 signatures, they won't tear it down.
Oh, that's not much.
But guys, 30,000 is going to take a year.
Not if we make a viral TikTok and everyone signs it.
Mm-hmm. But I don't have my phone.
I don't have my phone either.
Me either, dude.
All right, Cody, me and you are going to go to my house, make a viral TikTok that'll get the signatures. Joseph, you stay on this. Do not let them tear it down.
Oh, I got you, bro. I'm going to hold down the fort. I'm not getting off!
Come on, Cody, let's go.
Okay, I got 2 of them off.
That's good enough. Tear it down. But, sir, there's 1 kid left. Tear it the fuck down. On it.
Hey, kid, they're gonna tear it down.
I don't care. I wanted to tear it down.
Okay, suit yourself.
That thing's coming down!
Kid, I'd get off if I was you.
Dear Santa, all I want for Christmas is for you to stop this bulldozer!
Stop! In the name of Christmas!
Santa! Oh my God, he is real!
You better believe it, Joseph.
And he knows my name?
Oh, my God. Not even Santa Claus will stop me. You gave me coal for Christmas.
Ho, 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 shit, they're real. Go to the fire.
Oh, you destroyed it!
Hey, the slide's okay. Can I keep the slide?
Sure. All right, sir, what next? You see that big fucking tree over there? I want you to tear that down.
All right, I'm on it.
You're not gonna tear down my tree, man! What the fuck are you doing tied to my tree? It's not your tree, man. It's the Earth's tree. And the Earth gave birth to the tree. And the roots run deep, man. And you know what lives at the top of this tree? The Sisarin-Sin-Sisaru. It's the two-headed, one-beak, no-butthole-having owl, dude. How does it poop, man? It can't. What the fuck are you on? I'm on the tree, man. While tied to the tree, I'm fucked up, dude. Yeah, fucked. If you don't get off my tree, I'm gonna tear it down with you on it because I need room for my pool. Oh, dude, is that why you fucked that playground? That was fucking awesome! Police! Police!
Yeah, hey, you said it's cool if I take this slide, right? I'm gonna make it go in my bathtub.
I need you to get that hippie off my tree so I can tear it down! And I'm pretty sure he's on some type of hallucinogen!
What, that tree? Oh, you can't tear that tree down. That's where the scissoring sinciseroo lives. It's a very rare endangered bird. It's got no butthole. It's crazy.
I don't give a fuck! He's in the way of my pool!
Well, why don't you just build your pool over there? You got all that land.
Well, that's where Santa Claus is texting his ho-ho-hos!
Look, I don't know what to tell you, man, okay? But if you tear down that tree, I'm gonna have to arrest you.
Oh, damn it!
All right, Cody, what viral TikTok dance can you do that'll get us a lot of views so people will sign our petition?
I don't know. Junior, what kind of dance do you want me to do? I could hit the Kwan, or do the stinky leg, or teach him how to Dougie, Soldier Boy on them hoes. Or I could do the Macarena. You want me to crump, pop lock and drop it, hit the gritty on these motherfuckers? You know, you want me to whip or just nene?
I don't know, Cody. All those dances seem tired and lame.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, Junior, I don't know how to do any of those. I just know their names.
Oh, how does a normal person get their petition signed?
Well, usually they have a piece of paper and they walk around asking people to sign it.
Let's just do that. That seems a lot easier.
Junior, do you know how long it would take to get 30,000 signatures? I mean, let's assume one signature took 1 minute. That would be 30,000 minutes. That's 500 hours. Junior, that's almost 21 days worth of signatures. Just back-to-back signatures. No sleeping, no eating, nothing. Constant signatures, and that's assuming everybody actually signed it, and you didn't have to tell them why they had to sign it before moving on to the next person. You think we can actually do that?
Yes, Cody, because it's easy. Think about it. You said 24 hours in a day, so I do the first 12 hour shift while you sleep, and then you do the second shift while I sleep.
Junior, I was trying to give you the chance to realize this is impossible.
It's not impossible, Cody. You're saying it's going to take a minute to get a signature? I can get a signature in 20 seconds.
Well, you don't even have a pen or a piece of paper.
I can find a pen and piece of paper. They're like laying around the house. Look, I can find one really quick, like 2 seconds. Let's just find a piece of paper. Oh, nope, that's a phone book. Can I use a phone book?
No.
Okay, let me check this drawer. Nope. Ooh, wait, oh, hold on. Hold on. I think I got it. Yep. Look. Piece of paper. Right there.
Okay, now you need a pen.
Find the pen. Let me check right here. Nope, that's a Sharpie. I don't want to use a Sharpie. Okay, hold on, look at this. Got a pen.
Junior, that took like 30 seconds.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Look, I'm going to get my first signature. I'm going to get Chef Pee-Pee to sign it. He's going to sign it in like 10 seconds.
Okay.
Hey, Chef Pee-Pee.
No, not right now, Junior. I'm trying to make spaghetti and peanut butter cup.
Again?
Yeah, I thought you loved it. You know, the peanut butter makes it pop.
I need your help, Chef Pee-Pee. I need you to sign my petition.
Petition? For what?
Well, my favorite park's going to get demolished unless I get 30,000 signatures.
I know you're lying. You got to be lying. Because you don't ever go to the park. You stay upstairs in your room playing video games. So tell me, what do you need my signature for? Is it a credit card? Or a mortgage? Or is it a car loan?
No, it's literally just to save my favorite park.
No, it's not. Stop lying to me. You're trying to steal my identity.
I'm not trying to steal your identity. Just sign the piece of paper.
Now you're getting aggressive. Oh, yeah. You're trying to get a credit card, aren't you?
See, Junior, I told you. People aren't quick to sign stuff.
Chef, if you sign it, I'll be gone in 5 seconds. It's a simple signature.
Nope. The last time I signed something, it was my brother's birthday card. And the next thing you know, he had a house in my name.
See, Junior, this is just Chef Pee-Pee. Now try imagining doing this with a stranger.
How about we just forge Chef Pee-Pee's signature?
We can't do that.
Well, I forged my signature and yours.
Okay, well, first of all, you can't forge your own signature, and I was already going to sign it anyway.
Look, I'll just forge Chef Pee-Pee's signature and my dad's and Penelope's. That'll be 5 signatures, and then we can take it to the guy.
That's still nowhere near 30,000.
Well, give him the 5 signatures as a deposit.
Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, sure. Because when I'm trying to buy a $30,000 car, they'll totally take a $5 down payment.
Come on, Cody. They won't even check the signatures. Look, let's forge it right now. We got the signatures!
Junior, look! They tore it down!
What? They destroyed it, but we got the signatures!
Not 30,000.
Where's Joseph at? Joseph, what happened?
Dude, they tried to run me down with a bulldozer! Me and Santa!
What, Santa was here?
Yeah, he was like my savior, until he ran off like my dad did.
I love that playground so much!
Oh, I'm gonna miss it so much!
Rest in pepperoni.
Can somebody call me an Uber?
Here, check out my new toy.
Oh, what is that?
It's a ball drone. It costs $580. My mom bought it for me.
Why does it cost $580?
Because it flies, it lights up, it plays music. This is some military-grade shit we're talking about here. The public doesn't even have these yet. I had to beg my mom to get it. I told her I didn't even want anything for Christmas. Just this. It's made of steel and titanium, and it's completely indestructible.
Well, I want to see it fly.
Okay, check this out. I said, check this out. Ow. God, it hit me in the face. It's still pretty cool though, right?
I want to see it fly.
Okay. It broke. That was my one toy.
Junior!
My dad's coming.
Junior!
What's wrong, Dad?
Look, there's something I have to tell you, so have a seat. This is going to be a tough one.
Are you sick?
No, it's worse than that.
Are you dying?
Oh, I wish I was. Look, Junior, you have a twin brother.
I have a twin brother?
Yeah, when you were born, there were actually two of you, but I was going to pay child support for two kids. Hell nah! So I shipped your twin brother to London, home of the Brits.
Well, can I meet him?
Yeah, he's actually coming to visit for a week.
When's he going to be here?
Looks like that's him, so have fun.
Cody, I have a twin brother.
Yeah, I wonder if he's high.
Well, he looks just like me.
Yeah, so he's probably high.
Well, hold on, let me go answer the door.
Hello?
Would you look at here? If it isn't my twin brother, Junior. How's it going, bro?
Oh, well, Dad said my twin brother was coming, and I've never met you before, so what's your name?
Name's Nigel, but not like the Thornberries. Ain't that a hoot? A real knee slapper, that one is.
Yeah, it's real funny.
You know, it was a long way across the pond, isn't it? And that cheap, smug bastard dad couldn't afford first class. Had me sitting coach next to a booger-eating ninny-whacker watching Puss in Boots the whole way here. Brave little kitty cat, that one was, though, fighting bad guys and such. But I'm being rude. You didn't invite me in for a biscuit, or maybe some bangish and mash, some beans on toast.
Yeah, come inside.
Hey, Junior, is your brother here?
Yeah, he's right here.
Oh, who's this ugly mug?
Oh.
This is my friend Cody.
Cody? What kind of name is Cody? What, is that something you hang your coat on? A Cody? What are you Americans going to think of next? A shirty? Maybe a trousy? Never heard of a Cody before.
That's hard to believe. There's quite a few of us.
Cody? That's a new one.
Yeah, well, we usually do make fun of Cody, but we usually make fun of his fat mom.
Oh, you like mum jokes? Oh, God, a great mum joke I heard in the market the other day. Cody, your mum's ass is so wide. No. So fat, actually, that tourists mistake it for the Big Ben, taking pictures with it and such.
You mean like the clock?
Yeah, like the clock, Cody.
Okay, what's his name, Junior?
Nigel.
Nigel? What, like Nigel Thornberry?
Yeah, like the cartoon.
Oh, okay. Well, where are you from, Nigel?
Oh, I'm from London, isn't it?
Oh, well, what do you guys do in London?
Oh, I see how it is. You think just because I'm from London, all I do all day is sit around and watch Harry Potter on the telly. Cody?
I don't know. That's why I asked.
You know, it's a bit nippy in here, isn't it? Maybe you should go grab your coat off the Cody. Cody?
Okay, I get it. Junior, how long you say he was going to be in town for?
Maybe a week.
Okay, I'll just see you at school tomorrow.
You know, I like him. A right bloke he is.
Hey, dude, you want to play Fortnite?
Not right now, Joseph. I'm hanging out with my twin brother.
Wait, you have a twin brother?
Oh, who's this bloke with the basketball on his shirt? LeBron James, is that you? Sprite Cranberry? Isn't that what you drink, Sprite Cranberry, like on the commercials?
Dude, my name's Joseph.
Joseph? Reminds me of McNan, Josephine. She made a mean tea and crumpets. Oi, Joseph, is your favorite color green?
Wait, how do you know that, dude?
It's all over your fit, bruv.
Dude, why is he talking like that?
Listen, Joseph, look, I'll just hang out with you at school tomorrow.
Okay, I'll talk to you guys later, then.
Where's Cody? Oh, Miss Cody!
Listen, Nigel, I have to go to school tomorrow, so let's go to sleep.
Yeah, I'm a bit knackered from that long flight. Time to hit the sack, innit?
Yeah, what? I got an idea. Nigel, we look exactly the same! So, you could go to school for me, and I could stay at home all day and play video games!
Yeah, that's a good idea. That way the British keep getting smarter, while the Americans stay dumber.
I gotta tell Joseph about this. Joseph, are you still in the house?
Yeah, dude. I was laying on the floor behind your couch.
Why?
Dude, it's super comfy. Duh.
Well, I just want to let you know that I'm not gonna be at school this week. Nigel's gonna go for me.
Wait, why?
Because he looks just like me and I can skip the whole week.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna call Cody and tell him.
Oh, dude. He's laying on the floor behind your couch, too.
Cody?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I was laying down behind your couch.
Why?
Dude, it's comfy.
Yeah, it's really comfy.
Yeah, very comfy, dude.
Oh, that's weird. Listen, guys, I'm not going to be at school this week. Nigel's going to go for me so I can stay at home and play video games.
Junior, don't make us hang out with him.
Yeah, dude, I don't like his accent.
Well, listen, it's only for a week, and I want a week off of school. So just play with him and hang out with him tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
All right, Krause, today in American history, we're going to be learning about the Boston Tea Party. The British were bringing a bunch of tea over to America, and they were taxing the shit out of it. And the Americans got pissed and dumped it all in the water. So to this day, if you go to Boston Harbor and you drink the water, it tastes like tea.
Oi, what a load of rubbish talking about the Boston Tea Party like that. More like when the Americans threw a bloody fit over a little bit of spilt tea.
Hey, man, don't look at me. I wasn't there.
You know, speaking of spilt tea, I might fancy a cuppa right. right now? Anyone got a fag?
Right here.
I'm not talking about you, you stinky Brit. I'm talking about a ciggy.
Oh, no, I don't smoke.
Dude, he's starting to get real annoying.
Oi, pipe down, you bloody wankers. At least in the UK, our schools ain't shooting simulators.
He kind of has a point, dude.
And then after the Boston Tea Party was the Revolutionary War, where the Americans bent over the British and made the British their bitch.
Oi, what a load of cord swallow. I mean, come on, bugger off. If it weren't for those stinking Frenchmen coming in with their French fries, all you bloody Americans would be pledging allegiance to the Queen.
Queen died.
Oh, put a sock in it. The Queen's just waiting to win the gulag against Betty White to come back.
What?
And then after the Revolutionary War, we erected our first president, George Washington. He's on the $1 bill because he's number one.
You mean the bloke with the disgusting wooden yellow teeth? If you Americans had free healthcare, he'd be rocking pearly whites like mine.
I really can't say anything.
All right, Cross, that does it for today's lesson. So go around and brag about all the American history you learned today. Have a good day.
That's the end of a school day. A little short, isn't it? That's why you bloody Americans are so stupid with your summer vacations.
Guys, what's wrong with Junior?
That's not...
Oh, look at this end.
What?
Oh, you want a snog?
Excuse me?
Oh, if you let me take you out, I'll be chuffed to bits.
No.
Whatever, you stinky moggy.
Okay.
Well, Junior, that was harsh, I think.
You want to go play some cricket?
You mean baseball, dude?
Yeah, come on.
Okay.
Oh, what am I supposed to do with this thing? Beat my mother with it? Or whatever you Americans do with your anger problems and depression?
What the fuck is he talking about?
I don't know, dude. I've been blocking him out the whole time.
It's a baseball bat. You just hit the ball with it.
This ain't no bloody cricket. Come on, let's play a man's game.
It's American baseball. Nothing but men play this sport. Throw the ball, Cody. Yeah.
Oh, what kind of throw is that? You throw like a sissy. Like a sissy.
Dude, that was a pretty bad throw.
Well, you throw it then.
Okay. Watch this. Wow, dude, he actually hit a home run.
God damn it. Now we're never going to hear the end of it.
Oh, you see that? I'm blasting it over the bloody fence. I'm better at an American sport than you wankers are. Now, who's got a bottle of water on bloody parts? Like you stupid Americans say in your Christmas song with the pear trees. Oi, thanks for a bottle of water.
So you guys had a fun time hanging out with Nigel today?
Kill me.
Junior, he's the most annoying person I've ever met. But he hasn't called me Cody all day, and I think he forgot.
Cody, can you pass me that bottle of water, dude?
Cody! I almost forgot your name is Cody! Hey, Joseph, can you believe this bloke's name is Cody?
Oh, wait till you find out his last name, dude.
Oh, and what's your last name, Cody?
Nobody tell him my last name.
Oh, come on, Cody! Yeah. Give us a laugh!
Come on, Cody, we gotta know.
Yeah, Cody!
Yeah, Cody!
It's Nutkiss.
Nutkiss! What are you, gay?
Yes.
Oh, all right then.
Dude, you sound like the gecko from the Geico commercial.
Oh, you mean like switching to Geico can save you 15% or more on car insurance?
Yeah, but way more obnoxious.
You know, all this yelling's got me a bit famished. How about we go grab some grub?
Oh, Junior, has he met Chef Pee-Pee yet?
Chef Pee-Pee? Like penis?
Yeah.
Oh, all right then.
Yeah, let's go meet Chef Pee-Pee, Nigel.
Make it the Tito.
Hey, Chef Pee-Pee.
Oh, is this Chef Penis?
Junior, why is there two of you?
Oh, this is my twin brother, Nigel.
Wait, twin brother? Oh, no, I quit. I can't deal with two of you. Hell no.
Now I understand why he was making the quittos. Because he quit. You know, before he left, he should have hung up his coat on the curly.
I really wish we could eat McDonald's.
Oh, just give me some car keys and me and Cody will drive there.
Wait, do you even have a license?
No, but I drove me Nan's lorry all the time. Come on. Man, American cars are weird with a steering wheel on the left-hand side.
Yeah, how about you drive on the right side of the road?
Screw your American driving laws. The left side of the road is much better. You guys use miles instead of kilometers too, you bloody idiots.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Can we just get on the right side of the road before you kill someone?
All right, fine.
Why don't you ready?
Oi, Gov, can I got a kitty meal fish fillet of chips with Dr. Pepper, a froggy in a hammock with a little bit of toad in the hole, and don't forget my tartar sauce with my piggies in a blanket?
Second.
It's not a pepper's good, isn't it, Cody?
I wouldn't know. I just got chocolate milk. It has a mustache on it. Oh, yeah, and I also got my free medium french fries I get from McDonald's every week, so everyone can shut the hell up about that.
How's your fish fillet, Nigel?
I don't know. I haven't tried it yet. I heard you Americans put a lot of preservatives in it to make you fat and greasy. Kind of like your mother, Cody.
You know, it's getting a little bit nippy in here. My nips could cut through glass right now. If only someone could hand me a coat. How about you?
Actually, you know what, Nigel? How about we play a game we only play here in America?
Alright, what's the game?
The game is called Get in the Box.
Alright, how do you play?
You just get in the box, and whoever can stay in the box the longest wins.
Alright, what's in it for me?
I'll give you a lolly.
Ooh, what flavor lolly?
It doesn't matter, just get in the box.
Alright, I love lollies.
Yeah, that's great.
Alright, what do I do now?
You just stay in the box, and I'll close it.
Good thinking, Cody, putting him in a box.
Yeah, now we just have to send him back to London so I never have to hear Co-E ever again. He's really still going. He just doesn't know when to quit.
Yeah, just go drop this box off at the UPS and send him to London. Let me see my Juice World skin.
What's up, dude? Oh, man, I can't wait to get some kills.
Joseph.
What's up, bro?
What is your skin?
Black. What kind of silly-ass question is that, dude?
Hey, guys, I'm here.
Oh, no.
What's wrong?
Cody.
Yeah, Junior? Said my name, Junior. Did you mute your mic, Junior?
Dude, I think his ass is lagging. Cheap-ass internet.
Hey. Added Big Hero 6 to Fortnite!
Oh yeah, he's part of the new season.
Heck yeah, dude, I love this skin. This is definitely the hardest skin they dropped in a while.
It's not hard, Joseph. I'm not playing with you unless you change your skin.
Whoa, dude, that's racist, even for you.
No, I'm being serious, guys. I'm not playing with Big Hero 6. I will not do it. It's the worst movie ever.
But Junior, he's so cool.
And I spent so many V-Bucks on his damn skin, I'm gonna wear it. I could've chose Ice Spice to shake my ass all over this damn map, but I chose to keep it PG, and I chose Baymax.
No, seriously, Joseph, change your skin or I'm not playing with you.
Bro, I'm not Michael Jackson. I can't change my skin at fucking will. Look, they're not gonna tell that I'm black on the gang. I do need to change the alarm because it's been going off for a while, but they're not gonna tell.
Oh, listen, you know, I'm kicking you, Joseph.
What the bro?
And I'm kicking you, Cody.
Oh, come on, Junior, don't be such a
Alright, no more Big Hero 6. I need to breathe. There's no way they ruin Fortnite like that. I'm just gonna play by myself as my Juice WRLD skin. I'm gonna play by myself. Okay, it's just me and another player left. I'm in the top two. Where is he? It's a Baymax! Die, Baymax! Die, you stupid piece of shit! Oh, I'm gonna kill Baymax. I'm gonna kill Baymax. I'm gonna win. Oh, die, Baymax. You stupid, stupid piece of shit. Oh, no way am I gonna lose to a Baymax. No, I'm not... No. Fucking work. Ah! Ah!
Ah! Ah! Man, I can't wait to try my firehouse casserole.
Junior, what the hell is wrong with you? What are you doing?
I'm destroying my PS5.
Why?
Because I hate Big Hero 6.
What? The damn movie?
Yes, the damn movie, Chef Pibby. It's the worst movie ever made. There's this 14-year-old boy named Hero, right? And he's doing underground illegal robot fights. And his older brother's like, you should go to college. He's 14, Chef Pibby. Why would he go to college? He should be in high school. Oh, he's super smart. You know, he's really smart because he can build these nanobots that can build a skyscraper in 2 seconds. He doesn't need to go to college. He literally can sell that to a construction company and make billions. You know what? Hold on. Let me make a little thing to show you how I think the movie should have went.
How Big Hero 6 should have went. By Junior. Hey, Hero. You should stop doing underground illegal robot fights and go to college. But Tadashi, I don't need to go to college. I literally can build robots already. But Hero, if you go to college, you could probably get like a better career. And my college is having this competition thing that if you make the best invention, you get a free scholarship to college. Okay, I guess I'll try it. The day of the competition thingy. Alright everyone, I've built these microbots that can literally build skyscrapers in 2 seconds out of nothing. They can just build big towers. Congratulations, you win the scholarship to our university. You know what, Mr. Professor, now that I think about it, I don't need to go to college. I literally just built this without college. I built microbots out of nothing. I think I'm...
Chicken and waffles for breakfast? Oh, this is gonna be absolutely delicious. Chef BB!
What do you want, Braxton? I'm trying to make chicken and waffles.
Wait. Why you so damn clean?
Oh, you like the new look, huh? Yeah, I got a fresh-ass Goodfellas t-shirt on. Clean as hell. Fresher than a bitch. You like it?
Hell no! I like it when you're dirty and filthy. That's how I know you're actually getting the job done and you're working hard. Well, wait, where's my orange juice? You know I like freshly squeezed orange juice on Sundays.
Well, we don't have any oranges. We got onions over here. I can make you some onion juice.
No, I don't want no damn onion juice. Does it look like it's Thursday? I am not detoxing today. Make me some damn oranges. Go get some from the fucking store or something.
God. Okay, Braxton. Jeez. You can ask, please.
Chugga. Aw, Percy, why the long face? Well, I caught my wife getting a train ran on her. Look.
That sucks, Percy. Yeah, they're all up in her caboose.
Junior, I gotta run to Target to get some oranges for your whiny-ass daddy. Do you need anything?
Oh, if I go with you, will you take me to Chick-fil-A?
What? Chick-fil-A? What the hell?
Oh, Chick-fil-A? Hell yeah, I'm taking you to get some chicken sandwiches and shit. I know you starving.
What?
Yeah.
You really taking to Chick-fil-A?
For my number one buddy? Definitely, ooh. I'll do that.
Yeah, let's go!
Yeah, we can make a quick big stop.
Yeah!
Chick-fil-A!
Chick-fil-A!
Chick-fil-A! Chick-fil-A! Chick-fil-A!
Oh, you excited as hell, homeboy.
Oh, yeah, I'm so hungry. Oh, should I get chicken nuggets or should I get a chicken sandwich?
Get both of them! What the hell wrong with you?
What, I get both?
Yeah, today your day. Get whatever on the menu.
Oh, my God. Okay. I want a chicken sandwich and chicken nuggets. Oh, and can I get a chocolate milkshake?
Shit, get it all. Get a vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, whatever on that motherfucker.
Oh, there's just no line.
Oh, yeah, no line. You getting the presidential treatment, my boy. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, remember, chicken sandwich and chicken nuggets and milkshake.
Okay, I remember all of it. Can I get a chicken sandwich, chicken nuggets, a milkshake? Fuck it, let's get a brownie as well. Wait, what's that? It's Sunday, you fucking dog! It's closed, you silly ass, goofy ass, hungry ass, starving ass boy! Hold on. Let me in a stomach. Oh, that bitch sound like a Loch Ness monster, and that bitch is so damn hungry! You look so pitiful! Hold on, let me see if they actually open up. Hey, can y'all open up, please? I know it's Sunday. Ask Jesus if he can let a nigga get a pass or something. Goddamn. Cause this boy's starving. This boy, he like one of them little African children, but he white. Oh my God, someone please open up. He's so fucking hungry. Please.
You can stop now, Chevy.
Oh, wait. You sure?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, let's just go to Target.
Hungry ass nigga. Alright, Junior. I gotta run into Target to get these damn oranges for your dad. So try not to eat the steering wheel in the damn car seats while I'm gone. No, you hungry as hell, boy. Oh, shit. Junior, do you think Target's actually open on Sunday? Of course it is, nigga, because I checked the calendar, you dumbass. Silly ass. Goofy ass.
Bok bok chicken hungers!
Nugget warning that, boy!
Oh, you ain't getting fit today, nigga!
Just go inside Target!
What are those goddamn oranges? Oh, there they go, right there. Oh, sorry, man. Oh, my God. Goddamn. I'm diggity down. Were you reaching for these oranges, man? I'm sorry.
Well, I was, but now I think I want a banana.
I got the perfectly bruised banana for you. I just need you to peel it back with your teeth, baby.
What teeth?
Oh, God damn. You got somewhere to be right now?
I just got to be back by the old folks' home at around 5.
Oh, it's 2:30 right now. There's plenty of time between 9 and 10. What you trying to do? Oh, Junior,
listen. No, Chef PB, just take me home. No more jokes.
No, it's not a joke. Just listen. Check this shit out. Oh, I met the woman of my dreams in Target. That bitch so damn bad.
Well, Target bitches are fine.
Yeah, they are, especially when they a cougar bitch on a prowl and you out here reaching for oranges out of nowhere. They rah. And I'm like, oh, I'm a victim, but I'm vulnerable and I'm willing to go, baby. Let's get it. Oh,
she's that hot?
Oh, yeah, she was bad. Straight gilf. Oh, woman of my dreams with big ass tetas. Yeah, tetas. Oh, but look, she took me behind the paper towel aisle and we made a little mess. We had to clean up on aisle 3, if you know what I'm talking about. Wait, you a G. You can't hear that type
of
shit.
What she look like? Show me what she looks like.
Oh, no. She got your lead, boy. Chop. You know, stick to them elementary hoes. She got your lead, boy. She a gilf. Super bad hoe. But look, hold you down, oranges. I gotta get back to the house. I'm getting too damn aroused.
I'm in love.
It's cougar law. Ooh, gotta grab them and do like I do with them. It just squeeze, get the juices out of that motherfucker. Wait, what the hell was that? Oh, is that my phone? Hold on. Wait, St. John's retirement home? Who the hell could this be? Hello?
Hello, it's just a fine young man from the grocery store.
You better chill out, baby. There might be that cute ass cougar that was on the hunt earlier. Yeah, I'm surprised you remember my number with all that damn Alzheimer's with your cute ass.
My memory ain't as good as it used to be, but I can't forget the size of that banana.
Chill out, baby. Chill. I'm gonna come over there and put that banana pudding on that ass.
Well, why don't you come down to this retirement home and do it then? Mac and cheese night.
Oh my God. Oh, chill out, baby. Oh, I'm getting a little too excited. Gotta make sure nobody over here. Mac and cheese night, you say. Ooh, I'm gonna have to come and stir the pot. Ooh, and grab them
after I get done squeezing these oranges. My hand's gonna be nice and firm.
Oh, you're squeezing oranges. What you thinking about when you're squeezing them oranges?
You know what I'm thinking about, the wrinkly ass titties. I'm trying to squeeze the milk out of them bitches, you know what I'm saying? What you wearing, baby?
Oh, I'm wearing adult diapers.
Oh, adult diapers? Oh, I know you wet below. Oh, I'm gonna have to pull them bitches off with my teeth.
Well, I did just piss myself.
That's all I need to hear, baby. Just hold on. I'm gonna be over there in just a second.
Oh! Junior! Junior! Junior, I need your help. Please, boo, please. Look out for a nigga. Please, help me.
Why would I help you, Sharky?
What do you mean, why would you help me? We're best friends. Nigga, I cook for you. What do you mean? Look out for a nigga. Come on, bro. Look. Remember that one time I took you to Chick-fil-A to get a chicken sandwich? I was looking out then, but the motherfucker was closed, though. I forgot about that. God damn it. Silly ass goof. All right, let me calm down. But look, please help me. Help me out. Go downstairs, squeeze those oranges, and give your dad a cup of orange juice. He needs it because it's Sunday and shit. I got a date with a fine-ass cougar bitch. She got a dick appointment, so you know I gotta fill the prescription. Doctor calls.
Well, what do I get out of it?
You trying to hit my bitch? Hell no. That's a weird question for you to ask. You can't get none of that. That's all mine. I'm in love, dude. God. But, you know, I can ask her if she got a friend or something. You know, put you down. Make sure you get a little play later. You know what I'm talking about? But not with my old lady. I'm in love, boy.
No. You know what? Fine. I'll just do it. Go.
You will? That's what I'm talking about. I love you, man. You know what? On my way back, I will make sure I'll pull up the Chick-fil-A and see if they still open. Fuck, man. Damn, boy. Every time, it never fails. But he whole boy, go crazy, but I'm getting on my nerve, boy.
You okay, Sheffy?
Look, check this out. I need real nigga advice. Boy, real nigga, you feel me? Look, just keep it a bean with me. Keep it a honey. If I'm going crazy, just let me know, Junior. But I pulled up to the old folk home to pick up my old lady, right?
Old folks home.
Yeah, the old... Man, stop cutting me off. I'm trying to tell the damn story. Look, I pull up to the old folk home, and I'm like, oh, hey, the lady at the desk. I'm like, hey, baby, what's up? How you doing? My old lady down here, where she at? You know, fine shit. Where she at? Oh, she in room 705? Okay, bet. So I go up to the elevator. Boop, 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 boop. Whoop. So go up there to 705. I'm walking up to the room. Guess what the hell happened? The old ass geezer walk out, bruh, fixing his damn pants, smiling with the biggest damn smirk on his mouth, just cheesing. I'm like, okay, this what we doing, okay, bad. I walk in the room, right? She over there laid up, just cheesing herself. Relaxed, look like she could just got done smoking a damn cigarette. I'm like, okay, bad. Who the hell with the old ass geezer walking out? Oh, that's in my ex-husband. Your ex-husband? What the fuck the ex doing in the present? What he doing here? The fuck? He's supposed to be ex-side. What? I bet. To my, oh, no, he just came to catch up on old times and memories and stuff. Catch up? The fuck he catch up? You a high dog now? Y'all catching up on old memories? Fuck the memories. Let them burn in hell, nigga. What the fuck? Boy, and then she over here just laughing and giggling. Bitch, what you laughing for? I'm the only nigga supposed to make you laugh. Boy, I could have slapped that. Why? But I had to keep composure. Then I looked to the left. What? What the hell was that? Yeah. Guess what I see? A damn hat. It's a hat on the damn table. Who hat is this, bitch? Oh, that my ex-husband hat. He must have left it. He leaving hats now? He coming back for later? He seconds? That's what he want? Oh, hell no. Boy, where you at? Boy, I put a foot up in that nigga ass. Boy, where you at? Point him out. I swear, if you come back, somebody, no, you read too much into it. Stop thinking like that. I would never, he ain't get none of these goodies. He ain't hit. I'm like, baby, he ain't hit. He ain't hit. No, I would never let him get none of this. All right. But you know what my first grade teacher told me? Go with your instincts. Use your intuition, nigga. You know what my intuition tell me? He piping that. He all in them damn guts every time when I'm not there. Boy, I can't believe this shit. So, you know, I'm not thinking right, but I'm over here trying to keep composure. So I'm like, hey, dude, give me your phone. Give me that damn phone. I start scrolling, boy. I scroll back like 20 years, you feel me? Oh, yeah, guess what I see? He piping that shit. Boy, he blowing her back out. I can't even fucking be mad, man. Because she look good as hell in it, too, boy. She was just taking that shit, boy. I ain't know what to say, boy. I had to send it to my damn phone, you know what I'm saying? Because keep it for later. It was that damn good.
Didn't you just meet her today?
But I love her. What do you mean I just meet her today? That's my soul. That's my soul tie. You feel me? We locked in forever. You think... What you think, Junior? You think she's cheating?
Your phone's ringing.
What? God damn it. Look, I'm going to come back. You just tell me what you think when I come back. Junior, that's her ass calling me from the old folks' home. Oh, boy, she's desperate as hell. It's like putty in my hands. Watch this shit. It's going to be like a game. What you want, bitch? I'm busy right now. I'm busy with like 8 different hoes. She's trying to give me some gog-gog, especially this red-haired one. She's very freaky and frisky. Hey, I like a girl real quick.
Oh, Chef Beebe, it's so hairy.
Ooh, hairy, you say? I love a good jungle. I feel like George and them motherfucker.
Wow, this is awkward.
Wait, who the hell is this? Is this that old-ass geezer? Yeah, I saw your little ass when you was walking out the room, and I saw you on that video. You think a nigga ain't pay attention. You got good stroke game, though. I'll give it to you. Good rhythm.
No, I'm a worker from the old folks home calling to let you know that Miss Harris has unfortunately passed away about 3 minutes ago. And you were the last person to call her, so I was just calling to let you know.
No! That's the love of my life! She passed away! What am I going to do now? I was giving her that good pipe! Who else am I going to pipe? What am I going to do? I'm never going to see her again!
Well, Chef Pee-Pee, didn't you send the video of her ex-husband piping her to your old phone?
You know what? You're right. Good looking out. Good looking out, Junior. I'm going to watch this video.
Doctor, we need you in the emergency room.
What is it, nurse? Oh, God, warn me next time. Ew.
We have a burn victim from a 3-story apartment fire.
Well, let me guess. He was on the 3rd story?
Yes, he completely caught on fire, jumped out the window, and look, he landed on his fingers.
Yeah, you never want to land fingers first. That's how you break your fingers.
I was trying to catch myself.
Yeah, I can see that. So, buddy, how much pain are you in?
A lot.
Well, that's not helpful. Nurse, get the Wong Baker pain scale.
All right, I got it.
Now, sir, which of these faces represents your pain?
The crying one.
Well, I don't see you crying, so you're lying.
Sir, his tear ducts burnt off in the fire.
Oh, okay. Well, I think we should probably do a skin graft.
Oh, I already got one.
Well, no, nurse, not a skin pie chart, a skin graft.
Oh, okay.
No, not a skin bar graft, a skin graft.
Let me look.
No, not a skin graft, a skin graft.
What? I don't know what that is.
Well, it's where you take new skin and you graft it onto his body.
Ew!
Look, just go into the skin drawer and get some new skin.
All right. Sir, what color would you like?
White.
Ugh, everybody always picks white. Even Michael Jackson picked white.
I'll go look.
What's wrong with your head?
With my head?
Yeah, you're bald.
Well, I am losing a little bit of hair.
No, on the back, it's really bad.
Well, I do have a bald spot, yeah.
Ha ha, bald!
Well, you're bald too.
Yeah, but I had hair before the fire. I'd rather look like this than look like you, baldy.
Sir, all we have is black. Mervyn, let's watch a movie.
Well, what movie do you want to watch?
I don't know.
Well, you're the one who wants to watch a movie. You got to pick.
Hey, now.
What do you want, Jeffy?
Ha, I got your mustache.
Wait, Jeffy, give me my mustache back.
No, ha, sure.
Give it back, Jeffy.
All right, now, here you go.
Mervyn, it looks like you have a unibrow.
All right, everyone, shut up. There's someone at the door. Let me fix my mustache and answer it.
Hello?
Hold on. Let me just finish up this text. Okay.
What's wrong, buddy?
Somebody made fun of me and hurt my feelings.
Well, like, you were just texting, so... It just seems like
I'm so sad.
Seems like you're crying for attention.
No, I'm crying because my feelings got hurt.
Well, come on and explain it.
Okay.
Aw, why is he crying?
Someone hurt his feelings.
His name was Curtis.
Curtis hurt his feelings.
Well, his name was Curtis Furtis.
Curtis Furtis hurt his feelings.
Well, that wasn't very nice of Curtis Furtis.
What did Curtis Furtis say to you?
Well, Curtis Furtis was a burn victim, and he came into the ER, and he made fun of me for being bald.
You're not bald.
I'm a little bald.
Okay, you're really not that bald.
Well, there's all kinds of mean things I could have said to the burn victim, like, you look like Anakin Skywalker after he lost his fight, or you look like Deadpool without his mask on, or you look like Paul Walker after the car accident. But I didn't say those things. I was the bigger man, and I ran away crying.
Well, I think you should just not deal with that patient anymore.
Well, I just came here to ask you how you live with being ugly and bald.
I'm not bald.
You're kind of bald.
I have hair on the sides of my head.
Mervyn, if you stood outside in direct sunlight, you could blind someone.
But I am not bald. I have hair.
hair.
Marvin, sometimes at night I pretend you're Dr. Phil so I can get off.
I get that.
What?
Dr. Phil is a very fine man. When he said, it doesn't matter how much you flatten a pancake, it still has two sides, that made me want to have sex with him.
I do not look like Dr. Phil.
I know, because if you did, I'd want to have sex with you.
All right, let's get back on track. You are not that bald.
I know, I just wish I looked as good as I did in high school. I had so much hair, I was so hot. Oh, the things I'd do to my high school self. I mean, I wouldn't do anything with my high school self, because he's in high school, and that would be illegal and chronologically impossible. But if I was back in high school with me when I was in high school, I would probably still bang my sex ed teacher, Miss Thickums. She was in the last video. You should check that out. And the new gaming channel, we're doing that now. Anyway, I want hair.
Well, why don't you just do a hair transplant?
Well, I would have to do it myself because I'm the only doctor in town, so I'd have to do it like I did my own vasectomy. And let me tell you, it is a bit of a mess down there. Whenever I pee, my balls fill up like water balloons.
That's not normal.
No, it's not. I really gotta get back in there and figure that out.
Well, why don't you just go to a makeover person and get a makeover?
Well, I don't know any makeoverologists, do you?
Well, Chef Pee Pee has a gay cousin.
Ooh, did you say gay and cousin? And Chef Pee-Pee? And has?
Yeah, I can go ask Chef Pee-Pee if his cousin will give you a makeover.
Okay, do it!
Alright.
Ooh, whoopin' up the grits! Whoopin' up the grits! Whoopin' up the grits!
Hey, Chef Pee-Pee.
Oh, what's up, Marvin? You want some instant grits? I made them from scratch.
No, I don't really want grits, and I don't think that's how you make them.
I know how to make grits! I'm making them from scratch! This is exactly how you make it in a pan! Look, I feel like a southern black lady in the kitchen. Go and get you some grits! Go get you that bowl over there and get some grits! I know you look as skinny as hell!
No, I don't want any grits. Listen, don't you have a gay cousin who's like a hairstylist?
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about. Gay Tony.
Gay Tony?
Yeah, that's his name. He's gay and his name is Tony. He told us to call him that.
Well, can you call him over? Because I have a friend that wants a complete makeover.
Oh, yeah, he would love to give your friend a makeover. Shit, I need a makeover myself. I'm just looking dingy as hell. Look at my outfit. Goddamn.
Well, why don't you just call Gay Tony over because we really need him?
Yeah, I'll call him over, but I'm going to warn you. Stay 5 steps away from him. He likes to kiss all over you.
All right, hold still.
All right, Chef Pee-Pee called his cousin and he's on his way over.
Look, Marvin, I'm fixing it.
Is she Marvin or is she lying?
It doesn't look good at all.
No, oh, you bitch. Oh, why I oughta.
Okay, hold on. Listen, the hairstylist is on his way.
Makeoverologist?
Yeah, that must be him. You just stay right here. Hello.
Oh, my God! You must be Marvin!
You must be Gay Tony.
Oh, what gave it away?
My appetite for penis? Excuse me, my bad. Had a cough in my throat. You little silly goose, man. You look so handsome. Cute. Oh, give me a kiss. We just met.
Wait, I don't want to give you a kiss. Listen, I need you here for a makeover for my friend.
Oh, I can't wait to do that makeover. I love doing makeovers. Oh,
I wish you were the makeover, though.
I'm not, but he's upstairs. Come on.
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
Gay Tony's here.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy to meet all of you.
Oh, I love your necklace.
Oh, my God, thanks.
Slay queen.
You're awesome.
Yay. Girl, let me tell you about today. The hottest guy walked into my salon. I'm talking about a dreamboat, a real man. And he needed to use the bathroom. And I'm like, sir, the bathroom is open for business. Piss on my face already.
He just kissed me.
I love that for you.
I love it for me, too. Now, where is that makeover?
He's right there.
Oh, my God. Is that Dr. House? Oh, my God. He's a real doctor, right?
Yeah, I am a doctor, yeah.
Oh! Moneybags! I can't wait till after this makeover. I might have to do him.
No, thank you. I'm good. My hair's just a little patchy.
Ooh, I love me a redhead. It's something fiery about them. Oh, lights a fire under my bottom, like my herpes. Oh, I just recently had an outbreak.
He kissed me on my mouth.
Oh, kisses for everybody.
No, I'm good.
Okay. What do we need for this, this do-over?
So he needs his hair fixed, his eyes fixed.
You know what I need? I need a gay montage to think this over. Come on, let's get it started!
A gay montage?
I'm so tall. Look at my legs, Marvin.
Oh, my nuts!
I'm back.
Oh my god, you have a little boo-boo. Let me kiss it. Let me kiss it.
No, it's okay.
Oh, fine.
Thanks for the legs, man.
Yeah, no problem. I gave you 2 new legs, and I can't wait to see that third one.
Yeah, I do wish you would have helped me out more in that department, and I still have to fix the vasectomy situation. But hey, look at my mustache, Marvin. It's so fuzzy like a caterpillar. And look at my hair. Go ahead and touch it. I know you want to.
It feels like a giraffe.
Okay, well, you don't know your animals, but thank you.
Yep, no patches!
Marvin, he's so hot!
What? You think he's hot?
Yeah, look how tall he is!
Yeah, look how tall I am, Marvin. Hey, how's the ground down there? That's what tall people say.
We're both standing on the same ground.
Yeah, but I'm further away from it, so I don't know what my next step's gonna be like, so I need you tiny people to tell me.
We're standing on my couch.
Yeah, that's kinda weird, now that you mention it. I mean, how big is this couch? I mean, if this were to scale, this couch would be fucking massive. Really, your whole house would be. How high are your ceilings? That's weird. Anyway, back to Puppet Land.
Can you make me as hot as him?
No, I'm busy. Oh, I got a grinder appointment with Enrique on my spicy little chorizo. But, how are you gonna pay me?
With money?
Oh, fine. Venmo me then.
He didn't give me his Venmo. That's okay. I'm sure he'll remember. Anyway, I'm off to the strip club.
Wait, you finally look really good and you're going to the strip club?
Well, yeah. When you look this good, you don't have to pay to impress women.
Well, then why would you go to a strip club? Those women only want money.
Well, they're gonna want me because I'm so handsome.
But I don't understand why you'd go
to... Just let me hop away!
Why are you hopping?
I haven't had legs in years. I want to hop.
Joseph.
Move aside, big spender. I'm tall and handsome.
Oh my god, yes you are.
What's your name, miss?
My name's Stardust.
Nice to meet you, Stardust. You are very attractive. I would like to have intercourse with you. For free.
Oh my god, babe, with legs like those, you can have me.
I have legs too.
Yeah, but you're short.
I am same height.
And he has a full head of hair.
Yeah, the hair, yes, that's right, I have hair. So come on, Stardust, let's blow this popsicle stand.
Oh my god, is your name Popsicle Stand?
Oh, I like where this is headed. Let's go back to my house. Honey, I'm home.
Oh, honey, I missed you. Oh my god, Boydie, did you get a new suit?
Well, yeah, I did, but what else do you notice?
Did you get a tan?
Well, maybe a little bit, but that's not the main attraction.
Oh, who's your friend?
She's a stripper.
Oh, where'd you meet her?
At the strip club.
Boydie, I thought you were at work as a doctor.
I was, and then something happened.
What?
I got legs, Karen.
Oh my god, Boydie, where'd you get those?
A gay man gave them to me, and now I'm going to leave you for her.
What? Why, Boydie?
Because I'm hot, and she's hot, and that's the way the world works.
But Boydie, I love you.
Oh, I'm sorry, Karen. I don't want to be with you anymore. Get naked, please.
That stupid man steal my stripper before I get to see tit. Hey there, do you see a man with orange mustache inside?
He's on the couch with the stripper.
Perfect, thank you.
I'm gonna pow right in the kisser. Oh man, that was great. I didn't have to take my suit off. Anyway, you can leave. The post-nut clarity's starting to kick in.
Yeah, you see tit before me?
Hey, I did more than see tit. I motorboated.
I kill you!
What? No! No, what are you doing? What are you doing to my legs? No! Don't cut my legs off! He's cutting my legs off! You can't see it, but he's cutting them off, and it hurts so bad!
All right, sir, here are your discharge papers.
Thank you.
You sure you don't want that skin graft?
No.
My legs!
Doctor, what happened?
Some psychopath cut off my legs!
But, doctor, these are prosthetics.
I know, but they look so nice.
Well, you still look nice. Stop it! What are you doing?
I'm sorry, okay? I'm hot now. I don't know the rules. I feel like I can do whatever I want. I'm sorry, okay? Just please don't report me to HR. Actually, the HR lady is kind of hot. No, don't do that. Well... No, I'm just kidding. Don't report me. My legs!
Hey guys, it's Logan. We officially launched an SML gaming channel. Go subscribe right now. We're going to be uploading gaming videos every single day, just like this Roblox one you see on your screen right now. So please go subscribe to the new SML gaming channel for new content every single day.
Click the forward arrow again, I guess.
I promise you, I'm pressing it. I'm clicking the hell out of it.
I fell.
We're having a good time.
Oh my god!
Damn, what the hell?
Oh, what the fuck is happening, Joseph? Oh, we're gonna get beheaded. Know. Oh my god, it's Joseph!
That doesn't make sense.
Help! What's up, Junior? What you doing?
Oh, hey, little T. I'm just choking my chicken.
I just got done choking my chicken in the bathroom!
That's so cool. What color is your chicken?
Black, and it's bigger than that chicken.
That's so cool. What are you doing here?
Oh, dude, I gotta show you this music video. I just filmed it. It's so raw. Look at it.
Okay, I wanna watch.
me some blueberry. Take a bite, lose a tooth, call the tooth fairy. Drop it on the floor, still eat it if it's hairy. Drink some milk, shit my pants, I can't have dairy. Constipated on the toilet and it's kinda scary. And my girl used to be a dude named Larry. I'm back on the track with a new rap. Where the hoes at? Dora, let me use the map. She got a bulge in her pants, man, that's a trap. But I still got some ones, gonna make it clap. Twerking for some money, girl, twerking for some pop tarts. Booty hit the ground, grand slam at the ballpark. I'm a big dog, baby, I'll bite, low bite. Bring that ass here, I'ma ride it like a go-kart.
No wonder you...
Hold on, I want to keep listening to it.
Dude, it was only supposed to be a sneak peek. You might leak it, dude.
Well, I'm not going to leak it. You can trust me. Just let me listen to it.
I trust you, bro, but I can't risk it, okay? Bye!
Oh, no, come back. You forgot your laptop. Wait a minute. I can keep listening to it. That must be Lil T realizing he forgot his laptop. Hello?
What's up, dude?
Hey, Joseph, what are you doing here?
Dude, I just ate a lizard, and I kept the tail for my bro.
You know I love collecting lizard tails.
Of course, you know I know my bro.
You wanna come inside?
Yeah, let's go. So what you been up to, bro?
I just saw the coolest music video ever.
What, seriously? Where is it? I wanna see it.
It's on this laptop.
Oh, okay, I gotta see this.
What? It's locked by a password.
Oh, whose laptop is this?
It's Lil T. He's a rapper, and he made the coolest song ever. Let's try to log in and see. What do you think his password is?
Ooh, how about we try password?
Yeah, try that. No, it's wrong. Okay, how about we try I love hoes?
Ooh, yeah, I like that one. It has to be that.
That was the wrong one.
God! Well, let me try this.
Well, no, let me try this.
No, it has to be this.
Let me try this.
By the way,
Oh, no, Joseph. I think we just fried the laptop.
You fried the laptop. I didn't do it.
No, you fried it. It was probably with your spit from your braces all over the keyboard.
Watch your mouth. That's a speech impediment you're talking about.
Okay. Oh, my God. Okay, so the computer's destroyed. That means we accidentally deleted the song. Everything on the computer's deleted.
But dude, he can make a bunch more songs. It's not that serious.
You don't understand. He loved this song. We have to get it back or he's going to kill us. Well, what do we do? We can call a computer repairman.
Yeah, the computer repairman can totally fix it.
Okay, well, let me call him.
Hey there, did somebody call computer repairman? Did you so happen to have an extremely large shirt?
Yeah, I accidentally fried my laptop.
Oh, I see what's happening here. Your laptop, your chickens out. Classic!
No, I was just trying to watch a video.
Piss me every time. What kind of video are you trying to watch? Ooh, don't tell me everyone has their favorites. For instance, I like Bussy. Asians.
What?
Yeah, have you ever seen One Piece?
Can you just try to fix my laptop?
Let's open her up. Oh, crusty keyboard, huh? I suggest using a sock next time.
Well, no, look, it just fried. I was trying to log in.
Ooh, if you forget to log in, you should probably keep it on your phone in the notes. My username is Cocker Spaniel.
Can you try to fix my laptop, please?
Yeah, I'll see what I can do. Hey, yeah. Oh. I see what I have to do now, but it's not going to be pretty. I suggest you turn your head.
Okay.
Hey there, baby. Don't worry. I'm going to be gentle.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you like that?
You good, bro?
Yeah, I think I'm done. Okay, let's open her up. Oh. Hey, it works!
Wait, it worked! How'd you fix it?
I did a hard factory reset.
Oh, that's so cool! Wait, hold on. Wait. All the files are deleted!
Well, yeah, it's a factory reset. Hey, you got any juice?
What? I need the files back!
Well, there's nothing I can do about that, buddy. Call me. See you later.
Joseph, we need those files back!
Well, at least the computer's fixed.
Well, no, I don't care about the computer. We need the song!
How about we make a song, and then we play it for Lil T? He'll totally be happy.
But why would he be happy if we made a song, Joseph?
Because he could sell the song, dude, or hop on the song with us.
Huh, I guess he would appreciate us making him a new song if we deleted his.
Oh, we can make a music video, too!
It's just like his!
Yeah!
Okay, let me go grab a microphone. Let's make a song and a music video. Okay, so I got the mic set up. Let's start making a hit rap song.
So what are we gonna rap about, bro?
What do rappers usually rap about?
Usually hoes, cars, money.
Let's stick with hoes.
Yeah, stay on topic.
Yeah, we don't want people to get confused. Alright, so let's rap about hoes. Let's get started.
Yeah!
Oh my God, Joseph, how did we do it? This song is so amazing.
I know, dude, it's so sick. There's no way Lil T could be mad at us.
Yeah, he's gonna like this song more than his song. It's great.
Yeah.
So now all we gotta do is record a music video and we can show him.
But dude, where do we get the girls for the music video?
Oh, yeah, you're right. We need girls. We rapped about hoes. We gotta have hoes in the music video.
At least one.
Do you know any girls?
Ooh, I know this one girl. She lives under the underpass, but she's homeless and missing a leg.
Missing a leg? She's gotta be hot.
Bro, under the right lighting, she's bad.
Well, listen, we need girls with two legs. Ooh, I can call Penelope and get her in the music video. She'd love to be in it.
Ooh, that's a good idea, dude. Do it.
Let me grab my phone. All right, Joseph, it's ringing.
Dude, do you really think she'll be in the video?
Of course she'll be in the video. She's a girl. Girls love attention.
You're right, dude.
What do you want, Junior? I thought I blocked you.
You know you can't block Big Daddy.
Ew, I'm hanging up now.
No, don't hang up. I need your help with something.
Help with what?
What do girls like?
Makeup, the Barbie dolls, the WNBA.
Ooh, I want to talk about the WNBA.
Ooh, who's your favorite team?
Who's my favorite team?
Oh, dude, she's really quizzing you now.
Oh, name a team, Joseph.
Dude, I can't name a team. They're all trash.
Oh, just Google it.
I'm waiting.
I really like the team with the girls with the boobies.
What?
The LA Sparks.
Yeah, the LA Sparks.
Oh, my God, I love them.
Me too. Every time they make a hoop, I go, Sparks, Sparks, Sparks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you do?
Yep, I love it. I love that they all have cans.
Every team has them, Junior. They're girls.
Well, look, I want you to come over so you can help me pick out my favorite player.
Okay, I'll be right there.
All right, I'll see you then. Oh, that was so close.
Yeah, dude, that was a close one. But you didn't even ask her to dance in the video.
Well, because I don't want to ask her that over the phone. Of course she'll say no. I have to get her over here, and then she'll say yes.
Ooh, chess moves. I like this.
Uh-huh.
All right, Junior, I have a list of my favorite WNBA players. Let's start with...
All right, screw that. How about you drop that ass for a music video?
Ooh, nice approach. How can she say no?
Excuse me?
Did you just fart?
No, Junior.
Then why'd you say excuse me?
Junior, I came over here to talk about the WNBA.
You know damn well I don't know nothing about no WNBA.
But... The LA Sparks.
What about them?
Yeah, no one cares. Listen, I just lied to you to get you to come over.
I'm leaving.
No. I actually do need your help with something, and I'll pay you a lot of money.
Yeah, handsomely.
Okay, you're going to pay me to do what?
Okay, listen, we recorded a rap song, and we need a hoe for the music video.
A hoe?
Yeah, just act like you have no morals.
Yeah, you. Like, listen, like I know you're not a hoe, but I need you to act like one for a music video.
Junior, I'm not a hoe. I'm not doing it.
No, listen, I know you have some daddy issues deep down inside. Just let them come out. Like, hate your father for just 2 minutes.
No, Junior.
Oh, no, I have a lot of money to pay you.
How much?
Let me grab my piggy bank.
Piggy bank?
All right, here's my piggy bank. It has so much money in it, and I want you to agree to do the music video no matter how much money's in here before I break it open.
No, Junior, I'm not doing that.
What a fool! I've seen him put millions, no, billions in this piggy bank.
Yeah, I put a $100 bill in this every single day.
I don't believe you, Junior.
So will you be in the music video for however much money's in here?
No, I want to see the money first.
She wants to see the money first.
Talk about a gold digger, am I right?
Okay, I'm about to bust this open.
Ooh, Big Baller Junior in the building.
Ooh, there's a dollar and there's a nickel and 2 pennies. Ooh, there's a quarter over there.
No, I'm not doing it, Junior.
Come on, Penelope. Every millionaire started with a dollar.
I'm out of here.
Oh, come on. Wow. You know what? You're never going to be anything in life with that mentality. Joseph, where are we going to find a girl for the video?
You know what, dude? I have an idea. Okay, bro. How do I look?
Joseph, no homo. You're so hot.
Ooh, I already know. Look, but I'm a classy broad. You have to take me on 2 dates before you can bang this.
All right, so let's go record the music video and you can dance around in it.
Ooh, I'm about to twerk my little booty.
Oh, my God, Joseph. This music video is so sick.
I know, dude. I was twerking my little booty off there. Look at me shake it. Look at me shake it.
Y'all, we got to do is show little T now.
Oh, man. Let me get out of this outfit first.
All right.
Hey, Junior.
Oh, hey, little T. I was just about to call you.
Yeah, I forgot I left my laptop here, bro. Wait, you didn't pick up the song, did you?
Well, you see, actually, I accidentally deleted your song.
What?
Well, look, but me and my friend Joseph, we recorded you a new song, and I think you're going to love it. Look, watch the music video.
Man, Joseph.
What's up, bro?
We're about to kill this beat.
Oh, yeah, dude. Wait, I feel it. I'm charging up, dude.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Yeah, I don't want your girl because she ugly and atrocious.
Throw it in a circle, girl. Hit me with hypnosis.
I want to take a bite of that booty. I'm ferocious.
The booty talking to me, girl. What's the commotion?
I got a headache, man. What's the ibuprofen?
Yeah. Drop to your knees like it's time for devotion.
She want to ride my boat. It's the motion of the ocean.
Work.
Again, it again,
oh, twerk,
it again,
oh,
twerk,
it again, oh, yeah, twerk,
it again,
oh, yeah. Oh my God, Junior, that was
amazing! Wait, really, you liked it?
Yeah, I can't believe it, you're really that good? Wow, you guys should be the ghostwriter for me, dude.
Wait, really?
Yeah, but wait. Who was that girl in the music video, though? Dang, she was shaking it! Ooh, you gotta hook me up, bro. Come on, give me your number, please!
Well, it's actually... That's actually my friend Joseph. He's a dude.
Hey, birthday boy! How does it feel to be 40?
Please stop.
The big 4-0!
I don't want to be old.
Danny's oldest S-word.
I can't cuss in the first 30 seconds because we'll get demonetized, but as soon as it hits 30 seconds, I'm going crazy.
I just don't want to be 40. That means I'm halfway done with my life.
Well, how do you want to celebrate your birthday, Marvin?
Stay home and sit on the couch.
No, that's lame. How about we go bowling?
I don't want to go to the bowling lanes and smell bowling shoes.
Well, you don't have to smell them, Marvin.
But the whole place smells like bowling shoes. It's just gross.
It's been 30 seconds. Fuck shit, dick.
Jeffrey, stop it. You know what? What I want for my birthday is I want you to not cuss.
That's a lot to ask for, Daddy, but I guess I'll fucking do it.
Jeffy!
Starting now.
Jeffy, why don't you go downstairs and get Marvin's birthday cake?
Fuck that! I mean, shit, yeah. I mean, okay.
Daddy's birthday cake. I gotta be very careful that I don't drop it. Alright, you gotta be very careful going up the stairs. You don't want to drop the cake.
Oh, look! I can use this rail to push the cake up there like a ramp. Good thinking, Jeffy.
Alright, that's it.
Wait, my shoe's untied. Guess I gotta tie my shoe. Loop-de-loop and pull. I'm all done tying my shoe. Oh no! Daddy's cake!
Oh, I can fix this. Oh, Jimmy can fix it. It's okay. Put the hand here. Put that on there. Okay, that sure looks good.
I'm coming with your cake, Daddy!
Alright, Daddy, here's your cake. Happy birthday!
Jeffy!
I was singing!
Jeffy, what did you do to his cake?
I didn't do anything to the cake, but the stairs sure fucked it up.
Jeffy, you're not supposed to be cussing.
That's right, thank you.
But Jeffy, what did you do to my cake?
I don't think you heard me. I didn't do anything to the cake. The stairs and the floor gangbanged it.
What? So there's a big mess on the stairs?
Well, not so much the stairs as it is on the floor, but yes, still the stairs.
No, I can't believe you made a mess of my birthday. I gotta go clean it up.
Do you want your very own badass limited edition SML poster? And would you like that poster made out of metal? Well, with today's sponsor, Displate, that is now possible. If you don't know what Displate is, let me explain. They make steel posters with vibrant, high-detail prints that don't just look good. They're the coolest way to turn your boring walls into a gallery of your favorite brands, movies, video games, and more. Their website has millions of designs from official licenses as well as original artists. If you check out the SML profile, link in the description, you'll not only see some of our favorites, but this is also where you'll find the official SML Displate. It comes in three different sizes, and Displates ship within 4 to 5 business days, so there is plenty of time to get one for yourself before Christmas. Another cool thing about Displate is they're incredibly easy to put on just about any wall with minimal risk of damage and no tools needed. Just clean the wall, stick on the protective leaf, slap that magnet on there, and you're ready to go. Also, if you want to swap it out for another design, it's so easy even Jeffy could do it. Just pull the first one down and slap the new one on. Boom! New wall decoration in seconds. Displate is celebrating Black Friday with their biggest discounts of the year, up to 44% off. Just use the link in the description or our code SML. And for the first time ever, that includes premium Textra designs with their tactile textures and 3D contours. It's the perfect time to shop for Christmas gifts. Go grab your Displates and start telling your story one metal poster at a time. And don't forget the official SML Displate. It's the best one, obviously. Thanks to Displate for sponsoring this video.
Oh my god, look at this mess! And on my birthday! Oh, I gotta clean this whole mess up! Jeffy, hate him so goddamn much. Who could that be? Hello?
Why'd you spit in my face, Jordan?
Your house payment. It's due.
It's not the first.
I know, but I want it early because Thanksgiving's coming up. See, you give me your house payment, and I thank you. Thanksgiving.
Okay, listen, today's my birthday, so can I just...
Oh, today's your birthday? Oh, I'm so sorry, Marvin. Hey, world! Today's Marvin's birthday, so stop spinning! Hey, pilots flying airplanes! Land those bitches, because it's Marvin's birthday! Hey, troops fighting wars! Hey, truce! Truce time! Wave the white flag! Put the guns down, because it's Marvin's birthday! Hey, Kim Jong fuckhead! Stop shooting missiles into the ocean, because it's Marvin's birthday! Hey, Vladimir Putin in his panties! Stop fucking with Ukraine, because it's Marvin's birthday!
Okay, I get it.
Yeah, no one gives a shit. So give me your house payment.
Listen, I don't have my house payment.
Marvin, you know what I do every single year on my birthday? I go down to Bing Bong's massage parlor and get a 2-for-1 egg roll handy. And do you think after I get my 2-for-1 egg roll handy that they still want me to pay? okay? Sure they do, Marvin, because I gotta cough up the dough because I don't want Ching Chong coughing up my load.
Oh, okay, listen, I get it, but I don't have my house payment.
God damn it, Marvin. I am not leaving your house again empty-handed. You're giving me something off of you.
What do you want?
I want that turd on your face.
Turd on my face?
Yes, the thing on your upper lip that you call a mustache. You give it to me or else I'm going to rip it off.
You can't rip it off. It's a part of my skin.
Oh, you'll get this back when you pay your house payment, Mr. Fucker.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday.
Whip the hairs out of my mouth. Oh.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
It was good.
You look so weird without your mustache.
Well, Goodman ripped my mustache off.
Ew, Marvin, what are those red bumps on your lip?
They're probably inflamed hair follicles from my mustache being pulled off my face.
Dan, you look like someone who identifies as someone who sticks their wiener in their butt.
Jeffy, stop talking. You're ruining my birthday. You already made up mess with my cake and made mess on the stairs.
But I put new candles in your cake.
Oh, Jeffy, that's such a good idea. Why don't you go downstairs and get the lighter so we can sing happy birthday to Marvin?
Again.
Why would you tell him to do something? You know he's going to mess it up somehow.
No, Marvin, don't worry, Jeff. He's got this.
No, he's probably going to catch the house on fire with the lighter.
Oh, my bibs! Oh, why you got herpes on your lip bibs, my bibs?
I ain't got herpes on my lip bibs. I don't have herpes, okay? It's just inflamed hair follicles.
Well, anyway, I was wondering if you got like $200, $300, $400, $500.
No, I don't got $200, $300, $400, $500. Why do you need that kind of money?
Well, because I got a cousin named Doodoo Ass, and he ain't wiped so good. He got a dirty booty. So I was wondering if you'd give me some money so I can get him some toilet paper. So he can wipe so good.
Well, even if I had the money, I don't think it would help Doodoo Ass wipe his booty because his name is Doodoo Ass, so he probably has a reputation of not cleaning his ass.
Man, you so green and selfish, my bitch.
It's my birthday.
Oh, well, happy birthday, my bitch. What you give for your birthday?
You asking me for money.
Oh, man, you ain't getting no car with some money in it?
No, no one gave me some car with money in it. All I got is a stupid cake.
Oh, this your cake?
Yes.
You like your cake?
No.
You gonna have your cake?
Probably not.
Can I have your cake?
You know what? Fuck it. Have it. Take it.
Ooh, I'ma sell this and maybe I can get some money and get some toilet paper for Doodoo-Ass.
Oh, well, you left some cake for Doodoo-Ass. Here, more Doodoo-Ass cake.
Marvin, you gave away your birthday cake.
Well, it was messed up. It was a big old mess. I didn't know it. No one's gonna eat it. It's gonna taste like carpet and stairs.
But Marvin, it was your birthday.
Well, Jeffy fucked it up! Jeffy, stop crying!
You said I fucked it up!
You did!
Jeffy, wait, quick! Light the lighter so we can sing happy birthday to Marvin!
No!
Light it!
Ready? Happy birthday to... Oh, Marvin, my phone's ringing!
Stop crying!
I'm dying. But you keep yelling at me.
Shut up. What? Why are you crying? What?
Marvin, my friend died.
Your friend died?
She died today.
Well, how did she die?
They don't know, Marvin, but I was one of the first 20 people to know.
Oh, okay, well, listen. It's my birthday today, and she'll still be dead tomorrow, so how about we focus on my birthday?
But Marvin, I'm sad today.
Okay, well, just act like you didn't hear. It's a rumor, but you know what's a fact? It's my birthday.
But Marvin, I already shared it on Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat, and I haven't got on Twitter yet, but I'll do that next.
Okay, well, it looks like you've done enough for her, and look, she'll still be dead, and you can't bring her back, so just focus on my birthday.
Hey, dang, you can blow on the lighter and make a wish.
I wish my birthday didn't suck so much. Who's at the door? Hello?
There he is, the birthday boy! Now that's a 40-year-old grown-ass man.
Don't remind me.
Hey, I got you a birthday cake.
Where'd you get that?
Hey, you know how they make smash burgers? Well, apparently they also make smash cakes.
No, they don't.
Well, that's what the guy selling outside your house said.
Guy selling outside my house?
Yeah, and it must be some pretty gourmet shit, because he charged me $300 for it. But hey, I don't mind. I go all out for my friends on their birthdays. You know, back in high school, that's what they used to call me. Goes all out for birthdays, Brooklyn. We don't need an animation, you get it.
You spent $300 on this?
Yeah, but apparently it goes to a good cause, because apparently his friend is, like, paralyzed and can't wipe his ass or something. Call him Doodoo Ass.
He's not paralyzed. He can wipe his ass. He doesn't want to.
Oh, take a bite of your cake!
I don't want any of that cake. I'm not hungry.
Oh, come on, Marvin. That's okay. We can take it with us.
Take it with us? Where are we going?
To the strip club!
I don't want to go to the strip club. I don't have any money.
Oh, you don't need money, Marvin. You can just come on in. They love that. They like it when you don't pay and you just gawk at them.
I guess my birthday is going pretty shitty. You know what? The strip club, it might be fun. Let's go.
Hell yeah, Marvin. That's the spirit. Come on. Look at that, Marvin. The front row's wide open for the birthday boy. You know, nothing says you're getting older like paying a woman half your age to get naked. Excuse me, ma'am. It's my friend here's birthday today. He's turning 40.
Ew!
Well, how old are you?
I'm 20.
Oh, you hear that, Marvin? That means when you were 20, she was just being born. Isn't that just gross?
Yeah.
Well, I don't make the rules. Get naked!
I'm bored.
Oh, I see. You want some action. Excuse me, ma'am. We don't have any money, but it is my friend here's birthday, so maybe you could give us some free gabagool?
Ew, no! Oh, my God, what is that on your face?
What is that on your face, Marvin? Ew, Marvin, is that herpes?
No, my mustache got ripped off. It's like a rash or something.
Okay, well, just in case, if she does agree to do stuff with us, no kissing me.
But I'm not gonna kiss you.
Well, the lights are gonna be off. You never know what's gonna happen.
Put him, boom, is that?
What, Dougie?
Hey, that's the guy that sold me the cake.
Well, I thought that money was gonna go to Doodoo Ass.
It was, but he died last week.
He died last week? Then why were you asking for money?
Well, because I ain't know he died last week.
Well, if he's dead, then give the money back to Brooklyn Guy.
No, because this for his funeral.
Then why are you throwing it on strippers?
Because that's what Doodoo Ass would have wanted.
I'm gonna hit him.
Ow!
Marvin, what the hell are you doing? This isn't the 40s. You can't just hit women because they won't bang you.
Well, she got in the way when I was trying to hit Dougie.
That's it. You're under arrest.
Well, for what?
For hitting a stripper.
It was an accident. I didn't mean to.
I don't care. Come on, Bob. You're coming with me.
Well, you're a cop. Stop him.
Sorry, Marvin. The strip club's out of my jurisdiction.
Bail me out.
I certainly will try. Now, ma'am, I know you said no because it looked like my friend had herpes, but what about me?
Get in there!
No, please, I don't deserve to be in jail. I didn't do anything wrong.
Say it to the judge.
When do I see the judge?
Well, it's Friday, and he doesn't come until Monday.
Monday? I can't be in jail all weekend.
Yeah, top titties, bub.
Oh, man, I don't want to be in jail.
Well. Is that my birthday gift I see?
What, today's your birthday?
Hell yeah, it is. And I'm looking at a whole lot of cake.
Oh, no, today's my birthday, too.
Well, happy birthday. Let me give you your gift. I promise I'll be gentle.
No, please, you don't want me. Let me look at my face. I have herpes.
Oh, herpes? Oh, that's just a little bit of sprinkles. I love sprinkles on my cake.
No, it's herpes. It's very contagious, very contagious.
Look, herpes, syphilis, AIDS, I love them all.
No.
Now let me catch them.
No, help!
Hey, Marvin, I brought you a cake.
I don't want the goddamn cake. Get rid of that cake.
No, Marvin. LPA in the cake, A. Like, I don't know how Pig Latin works.
Well, I didn't know. Wait,
I brought you a key in the cake.
Wait, so why'd you put a key in the cake?
Well, because when I give you the cake, you can take the key out and unlock the cell and leave.
Why don't you just open the cell right now and get me out?
I can't do that. The cop is still here.
Hey, what are you doing?
Nothing, just confiscating this cake.
Oh, perfect. Well, hey, listen, my shift ends right now, so can you pick it up and watch these inmates for me?
Ooh, I don't know. The stripper just gave me her number.
Oh, please, dear God, he can do it. He can do it.
Shut up, inmate! So, can you do it?
Yeah, okay.
All right, sweet.
Marvin, why'd you do that? I really wanted to bang that strip.
Oh, because you cannot open the fucking cage and get me out of here and get me away from this guy.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. But only because I go all out for my friends on their birthday.
Open it!
Come on, baby!
Thank you so much for bailing me out of jail.
What? Marvin, you were in jail?
Yeah, he punched a stripper.
Wait, why were you at a strip club?
Look, it's his birthday. If he wants to get his willy wet or slightly hovered over, he can do that.
What?
Listen, baby, just ignore him. I'm having the worst birthday ever.
Oh, come on, buddy. Don't say that. You haven't even had your cake yet.
Why is this cake following me everywhere? I don't want it.
Well, look, I paid $300 for this cake. Somebody's going to eat it.
I'm having the worst birthday ever. No one even got me a gift.
Okay, selfish asshole. I paid $300 for a cake for you, but okay. I also got you this.
What is that?
That's the SML display available in the link in the description.
For me?
For anybody who clicks that link in the description.
What's it made out of?
It's made out of metal. It looks like paper, but it's not. It's metal.
Oh, my God. This is the best birthday gift I've ever gotten.
Let's go hang it up.
Wait, no. I don't want a bunch of holes in the wall.
Well, you're in luck because it's magnetic.
Boogie, woogie, woogie.
That's electric, Marvin, you stupid dumbass. Come on, let's go hang it up.
Yeah, best birthday gift ever. Hang it up.
All right, Marvin, let's put this poster on. Look at that. You just stick it right on there.
It is very crooked. You didn't even try.
Well, the good thing is you can just adjust it because you're not using it.
It is still very crooked.
Okay, well, look, I'll have to... Is that better? It looks better to me. I think that looks beautiful.
It's pretty good. You know what? I like it.
Yeah, so go get yours with the link in the description.
Okay.
Please, do it right now because we really need to get Marvin some herpes medicine.
I need to talk to you.
Not right now, Karen. I bootleg downloaded the movie Twisters from a shady website. Movie theaters are just too expensive these days.
Oh, well, is it any good?
Well, the quality's just okay. The guy who recorded it is eating his popcorn really loud, and he put his own watermark all over it.
But it's just so scary. There's just so many tornadoes.
Pointy, you know those aren't real tornadoes, right?
Yeah, right, Karen. You're telling me that's fake? No way. They don't have that kind of technology.
Pointy, listen. Can you please pause your movie so I can talk to you?
Pause Twisters? What if I miss something, like another tornado?
Pointy, there's probably going to be more tornadoes.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, make it quick.
Well, Pointy, the other night I cheated.
What, cheated? What do you mean you cheated?
I cheated, Pointy.
What, Karen, you cheated? How could you do this to me?
I'm sorry, Pointy. I just can't help myself. It's so easy.
Well, is this the first time you've done something like this?
No, Pointy. I cheat every chance I get, every time you leave the room.
Oh, who have you even cheated with?
Well, there was one time with your brother, Jonathan, but it was his idea.
You cheated with Jonathan?
I did, Pointy.
Karen, you're a serial cheater. I feel so dirty. I'm leaving you, Karen. I'm leaving you.
Why, Pointy? Why?
Why? Why am I leaving, Karen? Because you cheated on me. Because you're a lying, cheating whore. Lying, cheating, whore.
Oh, I never should have told him. But I didn't know he'd act this way.
Jeffy, stop smelling those markers. It's going to make you high.
What, so I can be like you?
I'm not high, Jeffy.
Marvin, he can smell those markers. They're scented markers.
Yeah, Daddy, I'm smelling some fluffernutter right now.
That sounds like a bad word.
I bend her over and stuck it right in her fluffernutter.
Jeffy, don't say that. There's someone at the door. Hello?
Hey there, Marvin. I just happened to be in the neighborhood and thought I'd drop by before I kill myself.
But what's going on, buddy? You don't look so good.
Oh, I don't? Oh, I'm sorry. I guess maybe you've just never seen the face of a guy whose wife is a cheating bitch. That's it. That's the face. It's me.
Wait, your wife cheated on you?
What gave you that idea?
What you said?
Yes, she did. She's a cheating bitch. Apparently, she cheated multiple times. Every time I was out of the room, apparently, just all the time. You know, I never checked the closet, so I guess that's where she was keeping them.
Oh, okay.
Like, rooms.
Well, how'd you catch her being a cheater?
Oh, I walked into the room and she was eating a pumpkin.
What?
Never mind, she's a cheating bitch. She cheated on me with my own brother.
What, your own brother?
Yes.
What, do you want to come inside?
I bet that's what she asked them. You know what? I bet she didn't even have to. I bet they already knew they could. That's her kink.
Listen, come inside, buddy. Let's just talk about this.
Hey, Donnie, look, I'm a unicorn.
Jeffy, stop it. Go to your room. We have to talk about adult things.
All right, Donnie. Well, I'm going to go to my room and use my markers to color my butthole to look like the LGBTQ flag. And it's going to smell fruity.
Marvin, what's wrong with your friend?
His wife cheated on him.
Oh, that's so sad.
Hey, you guys talking about me? Because that would be fucked up. It's pretty messed up to make fun of a crying man.
Hey, what can we do to make you happy, buddy?
Well, you could build a time machine and send me back to before the plane hit the tower so I could stand on top of them and die.
What? No, buddy, I thought you were going to say send you back before your wife cheated on you.
Oh, no, who knows when that started? She was probably doing that before she even met me.
Wait, don't you cheat on your wife all the time?
Oh, here we go. Yes, I do. But I can do that because I'm the man. I work. I pay the bills so I can do that. It's like a tax.
Wait, what, isn't that the problem, though? Maybe that's why she cheated.
Marvin, are you sure your wife's not cheating on you? Because that is cheater talk. You should smell her breath and make sure it doesn't smell like pumpkin.
Listen, buddy, look, just calm down. What can we do to, like, get you distracted from your wife cheating on you?
You're right, Marvin. I should cheat on my wife to get back at her.
But you already cheat on your wife!
No, this time it'll be different because it's going to be for revenge. Like Japan, they blew up a couple of ships at Pearl Harbor, so we dropped 2 nukes on their asses. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to bang 2 hot bitches. Come on, Marvin, to the strip club.
Marvin, no.
Marvin, to my car.
But you can't drive. You've been drinking.
I'm not going to drive. You're going to drive. Wink, wink.
I got to go with him.
Marvin, please, no.
I got to make sure he doesn't drive drunk.
Okay.
Oh, no, you're not driving. Give me your keys.
Oh, you want my keys, huh? Okay, there you go.
Yeah, you're not driving.
It's push to start, you fucking idiot. It's a Hyundai Sonata.
Well, no, don't drive. Don't drive.
Wee.
The best part about working the night shift alone is you get all the doonits. Oh, Winking Wallaby, is that a drunk driver? I'm going to go get him. Oh my god, the cops are behind us!
The cops? I'm a cop. If I just let them know, they'll let them go.
Oh god, thank god you're stopping.
Just let me do all the talking.
Excuse me, sir, you were swerving. Oh, hey, Mike!
Simmons! It's my partner, Simmons! Marvin, we are good. We are good. Simmons is going to let me drive drunk, aren't you, Simmons?
Actually, man, I can't do that.
Why not?
Well, because my body cam's on.
You fucking idiot. You're supposed to turn it off.
Well, they don't let us do that anymore, mate.
I just put a sticker over mine.
How many beers have you had tonight?
This is my sixth one. Here, you want a sip?
No, mate. You know I'm working. I can't drink on the job. Plus, I'm already six donuts deep. I got donuts in my car. You want one?
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Marvin, you want a donut? Marvin doesn't, but I do.
All right, mate. Give me 1 second.
Put it right in my mouth.
There you are.
Oh, shit. I'm too drunk to eat donuts.
All right, mate. Well, I'm going to have to do a sobriety test for you, so I'm going to need you to get out of the car.
Simmons, I already told you I'm drunk. I don't have to prove it. God, you are the worst cop ever.
All right, mate. Well, I'm going to have to turn you in, so come on. Get out of the vehicle.
Okay, I will get out, but first you have to give me a hug.
All right.
Stupid pig!
What? You just tasered a cop!
Strip club, Marvin, titties!
What?
Titties, Marvin, titties! Oh, look at that, Marvin. Titties!
I don't want to be here. Let's leave.
Come on, Marvin. My wife cheated on me.
And you tasered a cop. You're probably wanted.
I don't care, Marvin. I have nothing left to live for. Like, watch this. Hey, ho.
What?
Come here.
Yeah?
Let me grab that. Oh, wow. Those are nice.
Hey, you have to pay for that.
Oh, okay. Here you go. There you go.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Enjoy it. It's my life savings.
Hey, no touching the legs.
The fuck? Hey, buddy, you better get out of my face before my friend Marvin kicks your ass.
Oh, I'd like to see him try.
Kick his ass, Marvin.
Oh, no, I'm not. I don't want to kick
him. No, kick his ass. You could do it. Punch him right in the nose. He's got a weak sinus cavity. I can tell. It's like punching a shark. It'll just knock him right out.
Yeah, punch me in the nose.
See, he wants you to do a punch him, Marvin.
I'm not punching
him. Quit being a bitch and punch him.
Okay. Oh, my God, he broke my wrist. He broke my wrist.
Marvin, what, you think you're the equalizer? You're not Denzel Washington.
You guys need to go.
Oh, you still want us to leave?
Yeah.
Okay, let me just finish my beer. See what I tell you, Marvin? I knocked his ass out with my beer bottle, and it didn't even break. How do they do it in movies?
I think he broke my wrist. I need to go to the hospital.
Oh, okay, hold on. Hey, girl.
What?
Come back to my house. I want you to meet my wife.
Give me money.
Oh, okay, fine. Here you go. Yeah, see?
Ooh.
This is what you want?
Yeah.
I got all the power. Come
okay.
on.
Okay. Marvin, what happened to your hand?
He broke it because he thought he was the equalizer.
No, you told me to punch that guy in the face.
Wait, where have you guys been?
The strip club.
Marvin, how could you?
I was trying to stop him from drinking and driving, and then he tasered a cop.
And tell her what else I did.
And then we went to the strip club, and then he met this stripper, and he took her on a shopping spree and bought her whatever she wanted, and then he went to the bank and gave her his life savings.
Why would you give that whore all your money?
Oh, damn. I'm so sorry. She actually prefers the term hoe. It's more respectful.
He saved me from a ditch, and now I'm a classy-ass bitch. Why would you give that hoe all your money?
Oh, easy. See, my wife cheated on me, so at the end of the day, I'm planning on Yeah, can't take it with me, right? So I think I'm maybe going to run into a train, you know, just make it nice and quick. And by the way, don't fucking do that. If you were going to do that because of this scene, you have bigger problems and you should probably get some help. I shouldn't have to tell you that. And now you can get some help with today's sponsor, me telling you not to fucking do that. And also gamer subs, I guess.
Listen, buddy, I know your wife cheated on you, but you don't...
Oh, thank you for reminding me. I forgot for a second.
Listen, man, you can just take the money away from her. Like, you can take all that stuff back and get your money back.
Don't worry. I'm not going to do that. Marvin. Stop, you're scaring her.
Listen, you're just doing a lot of...
Squeeze me, but I'm going to go brag to my wife that I have a new hotter wife and no money.
Oh, man, he's ruining his life.
I can't believe you told him we did it.
I had to tell him the truth. It was killing me.
Hey, lovebirds.
Boy.
What it is. I just wanted to introduce you to my new girl. What is her name?
Angel Dust.
This is Veronica. She's definitely not a stripper, and I gave her our entire life savings.
Boy, you're cheating on me?
Yeah, I guess you're not the only one who likes to eat pumpkin, huh? Oh, come here, pumpkin.
Boy, what are you talking about?
Well, you cheated on me, so I cheated on you.
Boynie, I didn't cheat on you. I cheated.
Well, tomato, tomato, you're still banging other guys. It doesn't matter what you call it.
No, Boynie, think. What were we doing the other night?
Well, apparently you were banging my brother while I was watching TV.
I wish!
No, Boynie, we were playing board games.
And?
I cheated at board games.
Wait, explain.
Well, Boynie, remember when we were playing Guess Who? Well, there was a mirror behind you, so I could see who your person was, and I was able to guess who it was by looking at the reflection. And then we played Monopoly, and I was the banker, so I kept stealing money from the bank when you weren't looking. Then we were playing Uno with Jonathan, and he gave me a bunch of draw four cards under the table so we could make you keep drawing cards all game long.
Damn it, I knew there was no way you had that many draw fours.
It was so funny, Boyne, because you had like 50 cards and you kept having to draw four more.
And you just kept buying up all those properties in Monopoly?
Boyne, honey, I didn't buy those properties.
Oh, God damn it, I just thought you were really good at guessing who.
No.
Well, I did a lot to screw up my life.
It's okay, Boyne. I still love you.
No, you don't understand, Karen. I tased a cop. I hit this really scary bodyguard guy. I gave our entire life savings to this stripper. See, I thought I was going to get hit by a train later, and now I still want to.
It's okay, Boyne. You'll earn your money back. And when you do, can I go shopping?
Sure, if the train doesn't kill me.
Come on, Boyne. Let's go play board games.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Karen. We can set up...
Damn, good scenes, what do I do?
Oh, the baby, grab a tissue.
Okay, here you go.
Here you go, Jeffy.
Jeffy, why would you sneeze in my face? God damn it.
Sorry, Daddy, I didn't know.
When you sneeze, you grab a tissue from the tissue box.
Okay, Daddy, I'm going to sneeze again.
Grab a tissue.
Jeffy! I said grab a tissue.
I did.
You're supposed to sneeze into it.
You didn't tell me that part.
It's common sense, you idiot.
Well, life is too hard. I didn't know they made paper for you to sneeze into?
Marvin, calm down. Are you hungry?
Yes.
Would a McRib make you feel better?
Of course a McRib would make me feel better. It's McRib season. McRibs are delicious.
Well, then why don't you and Jeffy go get McRibs?
Whoa, you talking about the McRib with the onions and the pickles on it?
Jeffy, how about you go get us three McRibs, one for all of us?
Oh, no, Marvin, I don't want one. I think they're disgusting.
Still get three, because I want two.
All right, Daddy, I'll be right back.
Hello, trash can. Home, sweet home.
Right, go get this Mickey D's, boy! McRib, here I come! Hey, you hit my house!
Oh, shit!
Oh, Jeffy's taking forever with my McRib.
Marvin, you're just hungry.
Hey there.
The cops!
Jeffy, what did you do?
Daddy, you know I fuck up all the time.
What did you do, officer? What did he do?
Well, he crashed his car into someone's house.
You crashed your car into a house, Jeffy!
Well, I didn't see the house!
How do you not see a house?
Because it was behind me!
You're supposed to use your rearview mirror. Oh, how much damage to the house?
It's got a pretty big dent in it.
Oh my God, how much damage to his car?
Oh, it's fine. I didn't see a scratch on it.
Okay, whose house did he hit?
This homeless guy's.
Wait, a homeless guy? A homeless guy doesn't have a house.
Well, it's really more of a trash can. Actually, it's your trash can. The homeless guy was living in your trash can.
Wait. So Jeffy hit my trash can that had a homeless guy in it?
Yep.
Okay, then tell the homeless guy to get out of my trash can.
Well, see, the problem is, here in Florida, we have squatter's rights, so if a person's been living in a place long enough, it technically becomes their home, and the homeless guy says he's been living in your trash can for the last 6 months. He showed me mail with his name on it.
No, you gotta be kidding me. That does not count. He cannot live in my trash can. Tell him to get out.
Well, I can't do that. It's the law. If you want him out, you gotta give him 6 months eviction notice.
I have to give him a 6 months eviction notice? No. It's my trash can. I own it. You can't live in my trash can.
You're gonna have to take him to court. He has to have time to get his stuff out of there and find a new trash can.
I'm not taking a homeless guy over to court over a trash... Okay, how about this? How about I don't care anymore? Just tell him he can keep the trash can, he can live in it, but I don't want him living on my property. I'll just buy a new trash can.
Well, technically, the trash can's not on your property anymore because it's in your neighbor's yard. But he did say he wanted to bring the trash can back to your driveway because you have good trash.
No, he is not allowed on my property. He can keep the trash can, I'll buy a new one, but tell him he's not allowed to put that trash can on my property.
Okay, how about this? I'll check the land survey to see if his trash can is on the property line.
Yeah, make sure it's not on my property.
Hey there. I'm back, and I have some interesting news.
What's going on?
So you see how your property's all in red right here?
Yeah.
That means it's not part of the United States.
What are you talking about?
Well, you see, back when the Louisiana Purchase happened, France owned Louisiana and a bunch of other states, but they also owned this little part of Florida right here. So they sold all the rest of that to America, but they forgot about this part. So America doesn't own it, and France doesn't want it back. I called, and they said no. So technically, your property is its own country.
You're telling me my house is its own country.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm telling you. So you're going to have to figure out who your president's going to be if you decide to do that. And you're going to have to figure out a name for your country and what your flag's going to be. But hey, look, the good thing is that homeless guy can't stay here because he doesn't have a passport. Unless you want to give him a citizenship or asylum or something.
No, I don't want him here.
Okay, but I can't get rid of him because this is outside my jurisdiction. So you're going to have to start your own police force and military and all that.
Well, no, I want to be a part of Florida. Tell America we want to be a part of them.
I'm sorry, it doesn't work that way. So if you come... come in and out of your country, we're going to have to set up a customs checkpoint at the end of your driveway, so anything you bring in and out has to go through there. Oh, yeah, and we're also going to have the Coast Guard patrolling in your lake back here so you don't try to swim to America.
Well, no, we want to be Americans. We are Americans. You know we're Americans.
Sorry, you're your own country. So I'm just going to let you guys figure out how your country's going to work, because I know this is a lot.
There's no way this is happening. There's no way.
Woo, Marvin, since we have our own country now, we should be a monarchy, like with a king and a queen.
Dibs on king.
Dibs on queen.
No, there's not going to be a king or a queen, because if there was a king, it would be me.
No, I already called dibs on king.
Respect the dibs, Marvin. It's the law.
Yeah, the dibarchy.
We're not going to have a dibarchy because we're not going to have our own country. We're going to go join America and this whole thing's going to end.
Ooh, Danny, can I draw the country's flag?
We don't need a flag.
All right, I'm going to go get on it.
Come on, Marvin. It'll be so fun running our own country and making up our own laws.
But, baby, we have to go through customs just to go to the grocery store.
We never leave the house anyway, Marvin. All we do is watch TV. Please, can we be our own country, please?
Okay, we'll be our own country for one day.
Yay, I'm going to put on my queen outfit.
What, queen outfit?
All right, Dad, I draw a flag. Ping, ping, suck land.
We're not calling our country pee-pee suck land.
Pee-pee suck world.
It's not an amusement park, Jeffy.
Pee-pee suck studios.
Marvin, I have now dressed in my queen's garments.
Take that off.
I will not. I am not a harlot.
I said that if anyone was going to be the king, it was going to be me.
But Marvin, Jeffy called dibs.
Tid.
Well, you know what? I think we should vote. Who votes me king?
Who votes Jeffy King?
Me, 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 me!
No, I'm the king!
Jeffy won the vote. He is now President King Jeffy of Pee Pee Suck Land.
Well, King, I think we should sell ourselves back to America so we can have rights.
No! Pee Pee Suck Land will be one of the most powerful forces in all the world.
No, we're not, because America has nukes. We don't have nukes.
Well, we will build the nukes.
Good thinking, King!
We're not gonna build a nuke.
Lieutenant Guy, get in here.
Yes, sir?
What's this I'm hearing about a country inside of America?
Oh, yeah, sir. That's Pee Pee Suckland.
Are they dangerous?
Oh, no, sir. I don't think so. They have a hamster and a goldfish on their flag, and their country's named after a fun activity.
Okay.
Sir, sir, sir. Our satellites picked up Pee Pee Suckland discussing building a nuke.
A nuke? God damn it, Guy. You told me they weren't dangerous.
Well, sir, I've been to Pee Pee Suckland, and I don't think they have the resources to build a nuke.
But the fact that they're even thinking about it means they're planning on going to war. We gotta bomb the hell out of them. We gotta turn their country into a Walmart parking lot.
But, sir, I don't think it's a good idea to go to war with such a small country right now.
It doesn't matter. We need to find a reason to invade them.
Well, we can see if they have oil.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Let's do that again. You go over there and see if they have oil, or if they're willing to surrender their country to us.
Okay.
Build the nuclear weapon, peasant!
I'm working on it. All we have is Legos.
Will it explode?
Yes, if you throw it at the wall, it'll explode into a million pieces.
Good.
Father, I am hungry and quite parched. Travel to America and get me a McRib and a large Sprite.
I can't go to America. I don't have a passport.
We must hunt our own land for food. Go fish in the lake, peasant.
I can't fish in the lake because the Coast Guard will blow my head off.
Aww.
Well, our children will grow hungry.
Ooh, we could Uber eat something.
They won't deliver to our country.
Ugh. Well, I must bang my own mother like Oedipus.
Let me see who's at the door. Hello?
Hey there, Pee Pee Suckland. It's me, Brooklyn Guy, with the United States military.
You were just here as a cop!
Yeah, well, I'm with the Army now, because the United States would like to know if your country has oil.
Do we have any oil? I think there's cooking oil in the kitchen, and I'm sure there's oil in the engine of my car.
Okay, so you do have oil?
I think so.
Okay, gimme.
What do you mean, gimme?
I mean, give me your oil.
Well, I paid for it. It's mine.
No, it belongs to us now. Actually, as a matter of fact, we want your whole country.
I'll give you the country. I don't want to be a part of this stupid country. I want to be in the United States.
Oh, that's great, but I do need to talk to you, King, first.
Speak to the King? No, you can speak to me. I own the house.
No, sorry. I know you guys are a monarchy, so I gotta talk to you, King.
Jeffy, get in here!
Who?
King Jeffy.
What do you want, peasant?
Hello, Your Highness.
Your Highness.
Right. Well, the United States government would like your entire country and all of its resources.
No.
Well, Jeffy, give it to them!
Well, you do realize there's a bunch of tanks pointed at your house, right?
Pee Pee Suck Land will not be intimidated, so if you want war, we accept. Give me your thumb.
Oh, no, it's not like a thumb war. I mean like a real war with guns and bombs.
Well, we accept that, too!
No, we don't!
Okay, you asked for it.
No, we don't accept! Jeffy!
Queen, prepare the troops for war.
We have no troops, sire.
Jeffy, we're not going to war with America.
Well, they're picking on us, Daddy, and I gotta show them that I have big grapefruit gorilla-sized testicles.
You don't, Jeffy.
Yes, I do.
Oh, it doesn't matter how big your balls are, Jeffy. They can wipe out our entire country by pressing one button.
They're not gonna press it because I have big gorilla testicles.
Okay, sir. I just knocked on Pee Pee Suckland's door, and it turns out they do have oil, but they are not willing to be part of America.
Well, you know what that means, Guy. Find something to blame them for, then buy bomb the hell out of them.
All right, Susan, scramble the F-16s.
Sir, yes, sir.
And you tell them to make sure they empty all their goddamn bombs in that little piece of shit country.
Yes, sir.
Hurry up with that nuke, Daddy, because if they attack us, I want to retaliate.
I'm trying to figure out where this piece goes. What was that?
Sounds like F-16s. We're about to get reamed.
What does reamed mean?
Railed and creamed.
America! No! Danny, the nuke didn't work!
Put your head down, Danny!
Marvin, make
it
stop!
I can't! I think it's over, but we lost power.
Danny, I don't want to be king anymore. I'm going to my room. I'm grounding myself.
But Jeffy, you can't start shit with America and then make me deal with it.
Marvin, I want to be America again!
Me too, but I'm afraid to go outside. I don't want to get shot.
Okay, sir. We bombed them to Kingdom Come, but we kind of missed the house. Everything around the house is the Grand Canyon, and they have no power, but they're still in the house, and I think they're afraid to come out.
Well, let's give them something to be afraid of. Send SEAL Team 6 in there to capture them and drag their asses out of there.
Susan, SEAL Team 6.
Do we get to crash the helicopter on the front lawn again this time?
Of course you do! America, fuck yeah! Get it done!
Alright, boys, we're gonna get in there and take them out. You see a gun, you blow the damn head off. Now let's move, let's move, let's move! This room's clear. Let's move, let's move!
Marvin, what's that sound?
I don't know!
Oh my god, Marvin, what's on your face?
What is it?
Get on the ground!
Ow!
Got one!
I got the other!
Sir, we got them.
Did you blow their heads off?
Not this time. We're bringing them in.
Here they are.
We got them, sir.
How'd you like getting bombed by America, you pussies?
You didn't even have to bomb us. I already gave up.
Oh yeah, sure. You're giving up now that you had a good old-fashioned American ass whooping.
Listen, I don't want to fight. You can have the country.
What we need you to do is sign a piece of paper that says that you surrender and we can have all your stuff.
Okay, I'll sign it.
No, Marvin. We should get something out of giving up our whole country.
Listen, I'll give them the whole thing. All I want is that McRib right there.
Nuh-uh, man. You better stop looking at my McRib. That's my dinner.
Guard, give him the goddamn McRib.
But, sir, it's my dinner!
He's trading us a country for a McRib. You better give it to him.
You can have my McRib.
Oh, my God. Oh, baby, this lasagna smells good.
Thanks, Marvin. It's a brand new recipe I tried. It's a frozen lasagna that I microwaved for 15 minutes.
Well, you sure know how to use a microwave. Jeffy, dinner's ready!
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
What the fuck is that? It's a big old plate of green beans and a green bean shake to drink.
Mmm. So what are you guys having over there that's delicious and edible?
Frozen lasagna.
Mmm. You guys want to play charades?
Ooh, I love charades.
Okay, this is the first word.
Jeffy, you put that finger down, that's bad.
Jeffy, that's not very nice.
All right, and this is the second word.
Spider-Man?
No, who am I pointing at?
Jeffy, no hints.
Me?
Yeah, this, you.
Oh, then Jeffy, if you don't put that finger down, you're grounded.
Okay, am I grounded yet?
Yeah, you're grounded.
Okay, so I don't have to eat this?
You still have to eat the green beans.
Oh, well then in that case.
Look, Jeffy, you put that finger down, it's a no-no finger.
It's an F-U finger for what it is.
No, it's a no-no finger, you put the no-no finger down.
No, it's an F-U finger.
You don't put it down, I'm gonna bite it. I'm gonna bite it. If you put it away. Put that no-no finger away. You put that no-no finger away. Put it down. I don't want to see it again. That's it.
Ow! Ow! Help! You're hurting me!
Fake it. Ow! There's someone at the door.
I'll get it.
Yeah, you go get. You put that finger down, you're gonna answer the door.
No, I think it took a blue chew. It's stuck like this.
No, Jeffy, you put that finger down.
Hey, yo.
Hey there, Amazon Prime. Touchdown! See on the box it says right there, it says touchdown! Because I guess we're the official sponsor of Thursday Night Football. And Prime energy drinks, I guess? I don't know what Prime means. I just got this job. I was working for UPS, but I crashed one of the planes, so I can't do that anymore. Wait, why are you flipping me off? I gave you your package. I could have thrown it on the ground.
My finger's stuck like this.
Yeah, sure it is. Well, now I'm in a bad mood, so just take your stupid package. Meow! Did you just hear a cat?
Yeah, I think it's over there.
Meow! Oh, I'm gonna go look for it.
Package at the door.
Who's it from, Jeffy?
I'll check in a second.
Wait, Jeffy, stop. You gotta pick up.
Walk.
Oh, you dumbass!
Who's the package from, Jeffy?
Hold on, let me check.
Who's it from, Jeffy?
Oh, no, I can't read.
What the fuck were you looking at for so long?
Oh, I didn't want you to get mad, Daddy. I didn't want you to yell. I didn't want you to hit me.
Oh, God, but it says it's from Prince Bud Hobby.
Oh, looks like you can't read either, Daddy.
Wait a minute. That package isn't for us.
No! Fuck! Okay, you know what? This package isn't for us. Let's just throw it back outside.
Hold on.
What?
Can I open it?
Well, no, you can't open it, Jeffy.
Why not?
Because the package doesn't belong to us. Stop with the thing. Listen, you can't open up a package that doesn't belong to you. It's illegal.
Well, how would they know that we opened it?
I mean, I don't. I guess they wouldn't know unless someone. I don't know.
All right, well, looks like I'm gonna open it.
What, you can't.
I kind of want to know too, Marvin.
Behold!
I don't know what it is.
Wow, Marvin, that's a pretty vase.
It looks really old.
It looks like it's made of real gold.
It looks like a big golden peepee, and this is the nutsack.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Jeffy, stop rubbing it.
I'm free! You know how long I've been stuck in there?
How long?
10,000 years!
Wow.
Wait, are you a genie?
Yes!
He looks like the genie from Aladdin.
Wait, does Jeffy get wishes?
Yes, Jeffy gets 3 wishes.
Hold on! I get 3 wishes? Oh, fuck yeah.
Wait. Jeffy can wish for whatever he wants?
Well, hold on. There are rules.
All right, what are they? Lay them on me.
Rule number 1. You can't wish for people to die.
Well, hold on. What if I wish for someone to be stuck at the top of Mount Everest with no food, no water, no clothes, and no oxygen tanks?
I mean, I guess technically you could wish for that.
Okay. Loophole. Okay. All right, what's the second one?
Rule number 2. I can't make people fall in love with you.
All right, well, now, hold on. What if I wish for every man in the world to be trapped on a deserted island with a volcano that's going to erupt in 5 seconds? So the girls have no choice other than to fall in love with me because I got 2 wishes in this bitch.
I mean, once again, technically, I guess you could wish for that.
Oh, see? Second loophole, Daddy. See, I'm cooking.
And rule number 3, I can't bring people back from the dead.
Okay, yeah, I don't need that one.
Okay, and an additional rule, you can't wish for more wishes.
Well, hold on. Can I wish for another genie?
No.
Can I wish for another lamp with a genie in it?
No.
Can I wish that I wish for more wishes?
No, but you can wish to set me free.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do that, big dog.
But Jeffy, listen, you have 3 wishes. You can wish for whatever you want. Come on, you gotta think.
I know, Dad. I'm right here trying to calculate the specifications of my wishes. Okay, see, I already got the first wish. That one's locked in. That one's not gonna change.
Wait, what was the first wish?
You know what? I'll tell you. I wish for you to give me a Blumpkin.
What?
What's a Blumpkin?
He knows.
What?
Are you sure you don't wish to wish for $1,000,000?
Nope.
What about to end world hunger?
Positive.
A Nobel Peace Prize.
How is that going to do anything to my wiener while I shit?
But Jeffy, be real. You get 3 wishes. You're going to wish for a Blumpkin.
Daddy, I'm cooking. I'm in the kitchen. I don't know what I'm making yet, but I'm cooking. I already know what I want.
You're not cooking, Jeffy. You could literally wish to do anything in the world, and you're going to wish for that.
Chef Boyardee in this bitch.
What?
Blumpkin time.
Okay, how about this? How about we start over? What do you want to wish for, Jeffy?
Blumpkins. What about me wishing for you to love giving Blumpkins so much that you just want to give me Blumpkins all the time and it doesn't count towards my wishes?
I already told you I can't make people fall in love with you.
I don't want you to fall in love with me. I want you to fall in love with giving Blumpkins.
But Jeffy, be real.
I am real, Daddy.
Listen, Jeffy, start over. Real.